Tonight's the night. And it's going to happen again and again. Has to happen.
Tell me a story.
See, we got blogs, we got podcasts. You know, the information won't stop. It comes in through your head, bleeds out your eyes, and it's all crap. You know? See, you gotta dare for greatness these days to get people's attention. Did I get yours?
Tell me a story.
Dreams die. No. Not by themselves. We kill them.
It's 90% bullshit.
What is entertaining?
Tell me a story.
What?
Tell me a story.
What?
Not tomorrow, not after breakfast. Now!
The FCC, an appointed body, not elected, answerable only to the president, decided on its own that radio and television were the only two parts of American life not protected by the First Amendment to the Constitution. Why did they decide that? Because they got a letter from a minister in Mississippi.
What's this? Two comedians doing another radio show? This ought to be good.
Conti. The self-loathing, insecure, egomaniac whose gambling issues and creepiness is only overshadowed by his savant-like knowledge of dates and numbers and his keen sense of direction.
I'm a guinea. Listen, your skin is your biggest organ.
Especially if you're not circumcised.
I think I'm dead inside.
Aw, me too.
I am not a happy person.
Fucking jerk-offs. What's going on here? Help me! You're not gonna suck it. Get out. Well, do I sound that much of a dick? I'm singing in the rain!
Kenny, the functioning alcoholic whose flair for waffling and fence riding is second to none. A metrosexual who is an emotional tube sock with a touch of brilliance for the obscure.
I'm a vagina champion.
There's no possible way that I can get anyone pregnant.
No. I'm waffling again.
Some 18-year-old webcam girl getting railed.
You ever get a blowjob from someone in a pool who keeps snot bubbling? I'll retard my smartness.
Together, they are the Conti and Kenny Show.
Really? I just talked to Jesus. He thinks you're a crazy cunt.
Right, let's get this show on the road.
The vision is renewed. The power is reawakened. The fear is reborn. Because they have returned.
We are back. Sorry we missed last week. It's the Conti and Kenny Show, November 24th, 2014. I am Joe Conti. Kenny Michaels is right here, my partner.
We're gonna next to you.
Yeah, you are right here for real. He's not on Skype.
I'm so glad you're talking to me.
I just put them, don't put the jet game in the chat. Because I'm going to go watch it at the house. I got it recorded.
Don't go to chat at all.
Brent put, Jets already lost. They moved the game up to 1 p.m. today. They're starting at 7. What's going on, everybody? It's the Conti and Kenny Show. We have a busy show today because we got a lot of pals sitting in, stopping in. And boy, do we have a doozy from the past.
Yeah, we do.
You don't want to miss.
Roll back.
I never overstate the show. In fact, I always underplay the show because... You know, you'll say, hey, we have a great show. I'll be like, take it easy.
It's not over yet.
This is worth sticking around, especially for all the new listeners.
And all the old listeners, this is from 2008.
2008. Oh boy.
Somewhere around there.
Did we find a beaut?
The caller number is 240-442-2635. Thank you, Brent.
Oh, that's 240-HI-CNK. So right now we got Keith Carnevale, our pal, comedian friend, and Johnny O are here.
Chicken connoisseur.
He brought in a bucket of KFC. He texts me. He's like, hey, I'm going to bring a bucket of KFC fried chicken. I'm like, I'm waiting for like a bad racial joke. I'm like, okay, for what? He goes, hey, we'll just throw them around.
Here's the thing,
I'm
though.
Like, well, that's very...
you could go to a presidential funeral and bring a bucket of chicken, and people are like, well, okay, cool.
Except for maybe if it was one presidential funeral. One presidential funeral would not work. Do you know Keith and Dave? Hello. Keith Carnevale. Hey. Dave Cyrus, man.
Hey, Dave. How are you?
What's up, brother? What's up, man? Come sit. I think...
Johnny O's there.
What's going? Oh, and Dave is here, of course, and our pal Gianni. How do you say his last name? Marucci. Yeah. He's probably going to be stopping by. What?
Oh, I thought you were going to say Johnny Scandal's coming.
Who's Johnny Scandal?
Oh, Gianni, like with a G.
Yes.
He's an Italian rapper. Who?
Oh man, that would have been great.
You have to. When we get a chance, you have to look up his song. It's called "I'm Horny." And the instant you hear this song, you realize we're on the air, right?
Yes. Okay.
The instant you hear this song, you realize that this guy, that the girl singing it does not speak English and doesn't realize what she's saying because of the way she's mispronouncing words.
Right.
And I don't want to ruin it.
Okay.
When we get a chance, you're going to have a Gianni Scandal. I'm horny, maybe for a break.
I'm just going to give you this.
I know we have
this.
So much to do.
I'm going to just don't say anything, but do
oh,
you remember
lemon
that?
Lemon Lewis days.
Yes.
Open it up. Open it up.
Yes. Oh, we have that.
Dear sweet God, he's yes. still alive. Oh, my God. Is this because I was here today?
No. Kenny just brought it in.
No,
he found
this
that.
Is like the best thing I've ever done in my career.
This is fantastic.
Was what I did to him.
Really. All right. Don't say his name. We're keeping God. It under wraps. We're teasing it for later on in the show.
Yeah, I was digging through a box, and I was like, oh, man, the old Lemon Lewis days.
It's something, and I'll explain
practical
to you later.
Joke?
No, it was it was somebody who used to be a listener, who used to call in every week.
Me and Otto did a show in Hazleton, Pennsylvania, and a guy left it at the front desk at a Ramada Inn.
That thing right there.
And basically
it's right
said,
there.
With a handwritten creepy. Note yeah. saying, hey, can you pass this on?
To who?
To Otto, yeah. Oh. He says, hey, you're a ventriloquist, you're in the business, can you pass this on to somebody?
This is all you need to see. You don't even need to read it, just look
can
at
I, you know what? Should
what was that rapper's name, Gianni Scandal?
Gianni with a G, like a G-I-O-N-N-Y, Scandal, and the song is I'm Horny, and... You could just play it the first like 20 seconds, and I'll translate what she, because she's speaking English, but she doesn't know it. Like, you can tell she doesn't know what she's saying, and I don't want to give anything else away until after you hear it.
We have nothing planned today. No, I knew it was just going to be mayhem. So
it is. Oh,
we'll go right. Okay. I don't give a shit.
Is the girl? Is this one it?
Yeah, that's it. Up. That's okay. It. Right, now, first of all,
I got
take
popped
a look
up.
That's a girl whose name is Mate. I guess she's Italian. Her name it looks like it's spelled Mate. Or maybe it's Mate.
Mate
or
something
like that.
Okay.
And first of all, if you don't see this girl, and everyone listening, you can just go look it up. She looks 11. She looks 11 years old. Like, this girl looks way too young to be singing. And then I'm going to just play like the first, like, 10 seconds of the song and then stop it. And I'm going to tell you what you just heard to make sure you understood it.
Okay, I got you popped it up. Go ahead.
All right. Well, hold on a second. There's going to be a commercial.
Okay, so hold skip on. That.
Only just 4 seconds.
Now, the great thing about this is just, this is an Italian rapper, and the great thing about, what's so funny about this is just to see, like, an Italian guy who's so separated from American black culture that, like, it's almost adorable. Like, he's wearing a Run DMC shirt.
He doesn't get it
at all.
Oh, that's
it's
fantastic.
Okay, just play this as soon as it's
all right,
ready.
You ready?
All right, ready?
Here it comes, if you know what I'm saying.
Gianni Scandal.
Peggy 18.
Yeah, it's... And this is like his version of like American sexy. Yeah.
What?
Yeah, she just. Okay, cut. Pause it. Okay, she just said the chorus. Not the chorus, she said the bridge, I guess is what you call it, where she says, tonight I'm feeling to make you enjoy with a blowjob.
I want to feel
it. I want to feel it in my throat. Okay, play, and here comes the chorus. Here comes the chorus. Pause it.
I'm Ernie. Who's Ernie?
She thinks that's how you say horny. That's how you know.
I'm Ernie. Ernie.
That's how you know she doesn't even understand what she's saying, because she's saying I'm Ernie. Ernie. So she doesn't know English at all.
This could be a girl from Italy, or it could be that Iggy Azalea. Either the one. It doesn't matter.
Oh no, this girl. Because they're all just. Iggy. No, I don't look at Iggy Azalea and think I might go to jail for fucking her. This girl looks 11.
No, I'm
11.
Just saying.
That's like Julia Roberts' niece.
But you got to play. You got to keep playing.
She is young.
Because this girl looks way too young to be doing this song. And then it's so bad because he's doing like it's a song. I don't speak Italian, but it's a song about blowjobs, obviously. Yeah.
Now the rest because of it when he said he raps in Italian.
Yes.
Anybody? It's Gianni. It's spelled G-I-O-N-N-Y. Scandal. And it's
I'm horny.
I'm horny.
And he's really good at subtle.
I'm Ernie.
He's really good at subtle imagery.
And B-side is I'm Bert.
Yeah.
It's all these
I'm
like
Bert blowjob.
Gutter trash looking hookers. And no offense to hookers. I mean, like, you would make fun of these girls, too. Girls in, like, red cocktail dresses.
Oh, that's him in the middle.
In the woods. These are girls in cocktail dresses in the woods having whipped cream sprayed on them by this guy.
He's got a Run DMC t-shirt on. He couldn't he couldn't have listened to some, you know,
You sure this guy isn't that Banksy guy from New York City?
How old? This is maybe 3 years old.
You know what it is? It's like, you ever look at porn when it's, you can tell English is like their fifth language, and it's like, to make lactating fun with happy lady, you know? That's the title of something.
We make fuck.
You can't, you have to understand, the girl in this video has the gangly, like, muscleless arms of a prepubescent. It's disgusting.
Wow.
She looks so ridiculously young, it is bothersome.
Well, here's the thing. They know what they're singing about because they're getting whipped cream in the face and sucking on.
There's a lot of lollipops on the set. There's a lot of those long.
Yeah. They're sucking on those little wafer things filled with chocolate that you only get at Christmas.
Let it go without the
olive. I think it's like a pro diabetes.
You would love
video
the rest of
it.
It
looks like a Gonzo audition.
Let it go. Yeah. Okay. Let it keep going.
This
song.
This cunt's got a Toblerone in her.
You gotta see what comes up, because the ending is so, like, you just get the idea that this guy, it's like he saw one rap video and was like, got it, ready to go.
Nailed it, yeah.
Look at her. She, this is not right. She's holding a lollipop.
I tell you honestly, the production's pretty good, though.
Oh, yeah, they spent money on this.
Yeah, they definitely spent money.
Is because the imagery keeps getting stupider.
I swear to God, if I heard this on the radio, I would think the name of the song is I'm Early. That's what it sounds like she's saying.
No, for someone like she's probably I'm Late.
Just so we have girls in a cocktail.
Plus she wore red.
They're in the woods. Don't forget, they snuck into a park to film this thing.
Whatever he said in Italian, he just did the blowjob motion.
I don't know, but he looks like Coletta, doesn't he?
Well, he could suck his own dick at that point if he was to let it.
And you can see all the girls' dresses now have whipped cream quote on them. No, here's the part.
Look at this.
And he made it look like he was getting a blowjob, but he was actually spraying whipped cream in a girl's face. And then you can even see the whipped cream had run out because they'd be doing whippets all day. So it was just the cream just dribbling out of it. Yeah. Like a real.
He's probably in his mid 30s.
Like a real winner. They're playing a seesaw. Like, they're trying so hard to make sure that everyone knows this is about blowjobs.
She
don't need metaphor. She just said the word blowjob.
She could sit on her knees and go, is this okay how I get the whipped cream in my face? But she couldn't ask him in Italian, is this how I pronounce this?
Yeah, this exactly. Right? That's the best part. No one there. Not a single person there knew English enough to know she was saying, I'm Ernie.
I'm Ernie.
No one corrected, yeah. But look, he's got a lot of other entries. Got a lot of, are those other songs or that's just?
Yeah, there's a couple of different songs.
Oh, and here is him passing the two girls cigarettes and suggestively putting them in their mouths.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
It's just like
this guy's spraying whipped cream in a grape vineyard in Tuscany, and he's a fucking YouTube sensation.
Yeah,
but it just goes to show the difference between like hip hop, like Public Enemy, and like what goes on now. Like always said, hip hop now, rap and all that, whatever you want to call it, it's very faggy. Yeah. It's very
overproduced.
It's
way done,
nursery rhymish. Yeah.
You know what's funny about that is that they're also the only people in mass media who still say faggy. So that's rappers. Are the only people who will still get away with saying that
like
word.
Faggy, but it's so like not tough. And the lyrics are awful. They're just terrible. They're not good. Like, I remember I hearing that one song. It was like, I don't even know who the guy was. And it was a song, and his and the song was, "I want you to lick me like a lollipop." I'm like, you're a 30-year-old man. That's the only way you can creatively come up with a blowjob hip-hop song?
Yeah, like in the schoolyard.
Yeah, exactly. It's just not good. I mean, you know, and I don't want to sound like, oh, yeah, well, the old days, but you can't put these guys up against, like, Public Enemy for anything. Yeah. No, they were saying something along with putting out, you know, whether you agree with them or not, you were like, these guys were... were coming out. They were, and then N.W.A., which they were funny, but they were everything N.W.A. did. They did it with a wink. They always said whatever they were doing. You can almost tell they're going,
or without a condom.
Or without a condom. Yeah.
They just put ContiKenny.com. Just posting them on now.
Yeah, that's just fine.
That's enough.
Yeah.
Whatchamacallit? White Ass Brent says mate is Spanish for girls, meaning bringer of love.
Bringer of love,
yeah.
Huh?
Spanish.
I guess so bringer of Ernie's.
Giant bucket of cold chicken.
Bringer of the police.
it's crazy.
Piazza, it's warm.
This is the heaviest bucket of chicken I've ever seen.
You know, it's weird. You don't even see that.
The crazy thing about rappers is that the lyrics have become so soft and the music is so soft, but the men themselves have never been. It's never seemed more important to be an actual criminal in rap before. Like, you have to be a real drug dealer. You have to have a real bunch of arrests. Right. Yet the songs...
You have to get shot.
Yeah, you have to have been shot. All this stuff, like, you know, people like Jeezy, young Jeezy, he's like, he's a real cocaine dealer. It's like, who cares? How does the song sound?
Right, exactly.
I've heard so many people talk about rappers and like, no, man, this rapper's no good because he actually didn't go to jail. And I'm like, if you have nothing to say about his music when you describe if you like someone or not. It's amazing.
Yeah, who are they going after? Drake? Because he was a child star
or something? Drake is a half-Jewish Canadian child star. Yeah, if you his music, fucking listen to it.
Yeah. You like it.
Wiz Khalifa was in the neighborhood where I worked my other thing, and he for some reason he's married to a white woman.
Oh, he's married now? Because when I met him, he was with Amber Rose.
I thought that was the fucking husband, the wife on the Jeffersons.
He got married and he's getting divorced.
Wiz Khalifa,
and he went to Jamaica and had some sort of awakening. One, he is sponsored with his weed. Someplace sponsors him with his weed. So it literally, for 2 days, I went in there the next day to work, and the place smelled like we had the air freshener, the whole thing, because they were like, first of all, he was like, I just went to Jamaica, and he made they're called a runner. Guy basically just goes, you want something? I'll go get it for you.
Okay,
all
right, right.
Went all the way over. He had to find real Jamaican food.
Oh, wow.
Real Jamaican food. And then the white dude goes into this Jamaican place and tries to get $300 worth of Jamaican food. And he's like, is it ready? And they're like, no, we thought you were fucking around with us because you sounded white on the phone. This is a Jamaican lady.
Right, right.
And he goes, no, it's for Wiz Khalifa. Wiz Khalifa, buck, buck, you know, like doing this whole thing. And they had to like do a video.
Bamba Kwa.
yeah.
Tall, skinny, white guy with brown hair.
With short brown hair.
Yeah, but tall, skinny, white guy.
Hey, sort of skinny, yeah.
Because I was in the airport with the two of them and Amber Rose years ago.
Oh, no. This is a runner for the venue, not him. Yeah, okay. This is our runner, yeah.
And I just remember Basil Wiz Khalifa was so high, he couldn't, like, communicate with the security people, and I had to translate between them. Yeah. And Amber Rose was just like, thank you. Like, she could talk, and him and his assistant couldn't. And I remember looking at both of them, like, these skinny guys. And I'm just like, God, even I could beat you up. This is sad.
Yeah. When they walked in a kitchen, and they're like, where's the dressing room? And they're like, oh, it's right here next door. You can just go right in there. And they're like, nah, fuck it, we'll light up right here. Boof. 15 dudes just smoking up in a kitchen.
But that's the idea. When guys would put out albums, but their rap names, it's like their character.
Dealing drugs is different than being a rebel and smoking weed in a kitchen at a rock venue.
Or rapping about it.
I'm always careful because pot makes me Ernie.
Yep. But that was the whole thing. Like, N.W.A., everything that they talked about, granted, they took you know, from things that happened to him, but obviously they didn't actually go around shooting cops and then put it on the album that they shot cops. Yeah. It's called incriminating yourself.
Yeah, one guy but they were in jail for that.
But they were characters. So, you know, what's his face?
Stitches?
No, from NWA, Dr. Dre. I mean, that's his character name. So it's like, just because you go out and you play a retarded person as an actor doesn't mean you're retarded. You're playing a character. That's what these guys are doing. So it's the opposite. Now it's almost like they are bad guys, but they're playing like, you know, goofy, non-threatening guys in their songs.
Not only that, look at the career of, what is it, Ice Cube? He's on a show.
Yeah,
he has movies
now. Children's
Are we
now,
there right? yet? And, I mean, he's like, he's a Disney guy
well,
now.
Well, you know why? Because Ice Cube has stayed absolutely consistent with his message.
Which is
nothing matters but money.
Yeah.
And that really is Ice Cube's message. He was a nihilist from the beginning. It was always, if I can make a dollar more making children's movies and selling crack, that's what I'll do.
Yeah.
So you can't hold it against Ice Cube.
No,
he's
no,
just
no.
about making money.
And any of that, not that the street cred goes away, but if you were, you know, in Compton and whatnot, and you were shooting at people, and then you got a record deal, eventually you're not going to want to lose your Razzamati or the hot women or the pools.
Did
and
you
it,
say Razzamati?
Yeah, I said Razzamati.
What is that?
That's what my grandfather called
it. Is that like a form of yoga?
It's a Maserati.
It's a Maserati for Ernie people.
But you don't want to lose your cars. You don't want to lose all that shit. So you're like, fuck it, I'll redo the Honeymooners.
God, the Honeymooners. Was that Cedric the Entertainer?
Yeah. And
well, now they're supposedly going to be redoing All in the Family
as a
sitcom.
I feel like when they made that all-black Honeymooners, that was like the culmination of a mafia threat against Hollywood. Just like how 20 years ago there was a black Miss Italy, and people said that was actually the mob making good on a threat against the Italian government and said, if you don't do something for us, we're going to make Miss Italy black.
No,
that was a rumor. Yeah, years
really?
Ago.
Really?
Yeah. Sicilian, I remember there I was, there, it was
well,
maybe 92.
There was something with an SNL sketch, where where the Little Orphan Annie is now black.
Well, that's because there's a new movie coming out.
Yeah, Jamie Foxx is Daddy Warbucks and whatever.
Well, they got Cinderella, Black Cinderella now on Broadway.
I just don't want to see anything made up.
What?
There's a Black Cinderella? There's a Cinderella at all?
Yeah, but on Broadway. He's like black with the whole cast.
Like when the Honeymooners came out, everybody
was so up in arms.
I don't care if it was all white people doing the Honeymooners. What are you doing?
Why
are they remaking comedies?
Yeah.
If you're going to remake something that needs CGI and it could be better. Like when Terminator, they redid Terminator. I think that the new one.
They're redoing another one. Schwarzenegger comes back as an old Terminator.
Oh.
They said it's ridiculously stupid.
Oh, well.
Is there trailers already?
No, there's pictures. There's pictures, yeah.
So the
robot
ages. No,
but there's walkers everywhere.
The robot gets old. Yeah,
it's an older. Yeah. Let's deliberately make an older robot with arthritis and already has a titanium head.
Yeah, exactly. If I only had a heart.
Yeah, he needs a bazooka and 3-in-1 oil.
Yeah.
You can hear him coming. He's
pushed around by another robot.
Johnny, you want to sit in or you just want to hang? Yeah, man, just grab a headphone and pop right on. It's our pal Gianni Maricio, or Marici.
Marico.
I always get your name all messed up. And he is our pal from Canada. You were here last month?
What's up, brother?
How you doing, man?
He was here last month, came down to film a documentary about comedy, and then it kind of turned into this whole beast of itself, all about end up being mostly about Otto.
Yeah, it's a bit of a, like, what I wanted to do with the original stand-up documentary was add like a tribute to Otto at the end of it,
right?
And then it exploded into go meet this person, go meet that person. So I was here 16 days, and out of the 16 days, 15 days was running around and just going crazy and trying to interview as much as I could.
And and 14 of those days you were calling me.
Yes, exactly.
Just so you know.
Yes, I was bothering everybody.
Sorry about that, Joe.
No, I'm playing with him.
I wanted everybody to feel special.
Oh, I felt extremely special, I'll tell you. No, but man, so now you're back. What do you like? Are you coming to do some more stuff, or do you?
Yeah,
you
know, I want to do
specific, or you just like, hey, I need more material, and I just decided to come back.
Well, I wanted to talk to Lona to get a little bit of the biographical stuff.
Ah, okay,
you know,
because
it's still rough with her, you know. So
that's Otto's sister.
Yeah.
If anybody doesn't know,
and that sound coming out of her little body is hilarious. I don't know if you guys have ever
no,
run into
does
it.
She
laughs like Otto?
She laughs like Otto. Exactly like Otto.
That's a good one.
Exactly.
That's
but
right
coming
there.
Out of her, it's hilarious.
Oh, my God. I never realized that. She has been putting up so many amazing photos on the Otto and George Pig Roast Facebook page. Stuff that I've never seen.
Private stuff.
Yeah. Awesome, yeah. Awesome stuff. It's just great to see.
Yeah, that's it. And I didn't get a chance. Like last time when I went in with Chips, you know, it was rough for him too to go in and like see her. Because I'm like, Chips, why are you acting like we're going on vacation and you're acting all anxiety and crazy on me, like all nervous?
Mm-hmm.
And then I realized, I go, have you been back? Have you gone to visit them? And he goes, I don't go to their house without Otto. I was like,
So it's the first time.
All right, so that's what it's about, you know. And then they were hanging out, like they've hung out like together at the Comedy Cove with Isabel and stuff. So he's starting to warm up and hang out with them, you know. It's a little rough for him, so I'm glad to see that he's chilling out with Lona and Big A and stuff like that.
It's cool, man. Very cool.
Yeah,
it's just been so weird, and it's like every. There's a certain moment of every day, whether it's something hilarious or something so wrong or whatever, that just makes me think of just makes me think of that motherfucker.
You know he'd have something to say about Bill Cosby, right?
Oh,
now.
Oh man, yeah.
He just has so much right to talk about that as a comic. Like, there's so few people. I would just think of him. And Gilbert Gottfried as the only people I really want to hear what they have to say about Bill Cosby.
Yeah, that's a good point. Because
do you want to take a quick break? Or
you want to do that?
Yeah, just we'll regroup and say hello and everything like that because we all kind of came in at the same time.
Okay,
just a quick just a couple
translation.
Minutes.
Kenny has to pee. No,
it was a bit of a clusterfuck. Yeah,
are you ready?
Yeah, let's say our hellos and whatnot and.
Sorry, I wasn't prepared.
No, it's okay. Well, I just made it up.
All right. We'll do that then.
Yeah, yeah.
This is such a well-oiled machine. I love
it. It really is. It's amazing. All right, let's take a quick break. We'll say hello to everybody, as Kenny would say. Yeah. Hello, everybody. We're back. All right, we'll be right back. It's Conti Kenny Show.
Fellas, are you looking to spice things up in the bedroom? Been fantasizing about surprising your lover with an adventurous new toy or adult movie? Well, here's an offer you won't be able to resist. Go to adamandeve.com, and for a limited time only, you'll get 50% off just about any item. But that's not all. Oh, no. When you select your one item at 50% off, you'll also receive 3 free adult DVDs for a little inspiration. Plus, a free extra gift so sensual, we can't mention it on the radio. And to top it all off, we'll even throw in free shipping on your entire order. And no, we're not teasing. So check out adamandeve.com today for this special offer. Get 50% off one item when you type DEAL48 for the offer code upon checkout. When you do, you'll get 3 free DVDs, a free extra gift, and free shipping. Just use offer code DEAL48 at adamandeve.com.
Hey smokers, you stink worse than a dumpster. Stop living in the Middle Ages and try an electronic cigarette today by Smokeless Image. Just go to tinyurl.com/mlrsmoke. They're cheaper than regular cigarettes, don't smell, and come in a variety of flavors like fruit, mint, and traditional tobacco flavors. Order your new electronic cigarettes from Smokeless Image today by going to tinyurl.com/mlrsmoke. That's tinyurl.com/mlrsmoke.
Hey man, when you need to look your finest, what do?
Well, I grab my favorite t-shirt, of course.
You know, I just knew you were going to say that, and I was going to ask, have you ever checked out T-Fury?
I think so. That's the website with the new t-shirt every day, right?
That's the one. At tfury.com, there's a brand new t-shirt design every day, and each one lasts for only 24 hours, then it's gone forever.
So it's tea today, gone tomorrow?
Exactly.
That's a lot of t-shirts. Where do they all come from?
Well, each design is submitted by a freelance artist, so no two are exactly alike. And the best part? All these tees feature nothing but nerd references. Whether it's movies, TV shows, video games, cartoons, comics, or culture, they're all awesome. And get this, each tee is just 11 bucks.
Dude, looks like I need to update my wardrobe. What's that website again?
Just use tinyurl.com/MLRTees. That's tinyurl.com/MLRTEES. Each limited edition tee lasts for only 24 hours, so get over there before time runs out.
Check out today's T-Fury design right now at tinyurl.com/MLRTees.
Contact the Conzie and Kenny Show live by calling 240-HI-C&K. What the hell is that for a phone number? That's 240-442-2635. Or you can still use the old Skype address thing, name, whatever it's called, NPN Studios. That's NPN's Studios, all one, and yeah. It's a complete load of rubbish. They never answer the phone anyway. And when they do, all they do is take the piss. Wankers.
Hey, you. Yes. You guessed 10,542. Change your username. And while you're in a more like radio live page, listening to fine quality programming, notice the banner ad just slightly above the chat room? It's a link to something you want in Amazon. Click it. It's probably reminding you to order something you need from Amazon.com. Don't leave MLR and type the URL like a sucker. Just click the link and it'll open in a new window. This way you can buy your shit and continue listening to the show. Now, change your username. Right there on the right, stupid.
Saturday's Noon East. Join Halls and Rorschach as they bring you the news you need to get you through your weekend.
Ali, can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, Ali, I'm outside right now. It's really boiling hard out here.
Sounds like it. Where are you at? Are you in Antarctica?
Wait a minute, Ali. I see somebody coming toward me. There's a man coming toward me. Hold on a second. What are you doing in my yard? I'm getting too old for this shit.
Danny Glover.
I just want to say that this snowstorm is a bunch of fucking bullshit out here. I'm going to let you go back in the house, Rorschach, because the sound effect is about to run out.
Hey guys, it's Halls from It's All About Me. Join Rorschach and myself every Saturday from noon to 2 Eastern Time right here on More Like Radio.
Join me, David Ingram.
They warned me Satan would be attractive.
Along with my co-host.
Me, the Impossible D.
As we give metal bands a colossal commentary of constructive criticism.
Alliteration!
And throw in some witty banter for good measure.
I think we're talking about jism.
Thanks for that, mate.
I don't want anything blowing sideways.
Find us on metalbreakfastradio.com.
This is Revan the Old Bishop.
DarkSentinel.dk.
Bucket of Cobblers.
And RadioFreeSatan.com.
Had to resist, it was so foamy.
Oh, knock it off or I'll give you a slap.
I like Domination a lot.
Wait, hold on. We got something from Johnny O coming in on shortwave.
There'll be some swelling.
The Conti and Kenny Show.
If you're not listening to the Conti and Kenny Show, what the fuck are you listening to?
All right, we're back. Sorry, we had to take a break and regroup. and get our rally caps on and get to the drawing board if I can come up with more euphemisms that Johnny O uses. The studio is packed. We have Dave Cyrus here, of course, from Bricks, his Brickstone videos where he annihilates the Westboro Baptist Church, which is just huge all over the internet. Our pal Keith Carnevale, great, great comic. And you just look very funny when you wear your glasses at the end of your nose, like you're reading something. Johnny O, of course. I was so glad that Johnny O showed up because I forgot to call him today. And Gianni Maricio.
He's wearing a shirt with only one hole in it.
And he shaved.
I gotta shave.
Look, I've never seen you like this.
Yeah, I lose about 10 years when I shave.
You look homeless.
And you got Johnny.
Yes.
Oh, you introduced
I did already.
I like
Johnny.
It that you pronounce it wrong, by the way, because it's Gianni Maricio, and the Spanish people like to call to say Gianni Maricone.
Maricone, yeah.
And mess with me.
You've been in Brooklyn too long, dude.
A friend of mine.
Back to Ottawa or whatever.
A friend of mine the other day goes, hey, dude, he goes, some Italian guy called me a mezza fanuc. Do you know what that is? I'm like, yeah, it means he called you a half a fag. And he was like, oh, really? I'm like, yeah. So whatever they said, it wasn't nice. They were busting your balls.
My little nieces on The Sopranos, Artie Bucco, the guy, he's like, he's a French guy. He goes, you frog-eating fatch of the guts. Yeah. So my little nieces are in school going, you fatch of the guts. And I'm like,
fatch of the guts.
It means dick face.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, translated phonetically. I mean, grammatically, yeah. Fatch of the guts.
You know, jeez. Johnny's got an accent. He's got a little bit of an Italian accent, and he's Canadian. And then I said to him, you got an accent, which one is it? He goes, well, when I speak French, it's a lot. And I'm like, well, don't even start with that.
Yeah, don't bring the third fucking angle into it.
I had a friend of mine, I worked with him, and he was Egyptian. And he had a real deep Egyptian accent, you know what I mean? But he spoke French fluently.
Really?
So he would be like, croissant. And I'm like, how the hell's an Egyptian guy know how to say croissant?
Praise Allah.
Yeah. It was really funny.
Those Arabs are love the French. They love the French.
Well, the only white people who like them. Everyone knows that. That's why it was so funny when Al Qaeda started bombing France. France was just like, are you not paying attention to what we say? Are you seriously just because we live in Europe? You're just throwing away your only friends here. Because I mean, France was always known as one of the most pro-Palestinian European countries. You know, they were the ones who were so always anti-American imperialism. But then, like, the terrorists are just like, we don't give a shit.
Yeah. Well, in the French provinces, they can wear the burkas and whatnot, right? Some of them? Or they were trying to ban them.
And they pissed them off.
Oh, fuck, they're allowed to do... They're allowed to wear them all over Canada. Yeah, we got no problem with that. We let them do anything that they want.
Because it's freezing.
Yeah, no, it's cold. It's cold up there.
No, wall.
Yeah, we didn't get 6 feet of snow like Buffalo, but man, it's 6 months of pure torture up there.
When women have to wear burkas, move to Canada, suddenly like, wow, this suddenly makes sense.
Yeah.
This is great. I don't know what I was complaining all my life.
I don't have to shave. I'm warm going to work.
Right.
I'm just gonna heat up my snow cat.
That was really stupid, though, when France office. Banned burkas and banned headscarves and stuff. I mean, what was the point of that? I mean, they're supposed to, aren't they proud of how free a society they are? That they're
no, it's all about French. They even wanted international airline pilots when they got the French airspace to speak French when they got to the airspace. And they're like, we can't do that. We'll fucking
you mean just
crashing.
When you just when you're yeah. going over the airspace?
They pitched that like, no, you it's all about being French. You got to speak in French. Yeah. Like,
I would just crash and go voila before I hit the ground.
France is so idiots. Bitter over the fact that no one outside of France speaks French. The whole rest of the planet speaks Spanish and English.
Right.
And they're so angry that you cannot find anyone speaking French outside of like Algeria and this one section of
and
Jamaica.
Haiti.
Yeah, there's like one restaurant in Haiti you can go to. Yeah. No, it's true. Like they really missed the boat on imperialism, and they've never they've never forgave themselves.
Where are you from in Italy?
I'm from a place called Lazio. Frosinone is like the region and stuff, and I'd say between Rome and Naples.
Rome and Naples
on the left hand side.
Do you know a place called Grotto Marino?
No.
Grotto Marino.
Do you know La Montagna Spaccata?
Sounds delicious.
Who's he?
My aunt had that.
A little cream takes care of that, right?
Yeah. It's all cleared up.
There's a little swelling.
There's a swell.
I just found out my family's from Grotto Marino.
Yeah.
You're all Italian?
No, half. A little less than half. Yeah. And also found out also that I was fucking...
You're looking at me like I'm supposed to help you with this.
Yeah. Where'd Hitler come from? Hitler?
Austria.
His mom's
Austria.
Vagina?
I swear to God, in my mind... in my
angry vagina.
I swear to God, in my head, I was saying a story.
Roman.
I literally heard a story in my head. I'm like, no, it's not a story. That's Queen.
That's where he moved.
Yeah, Austria. Yeah, Austrian Hungary, kind of a...
Gypsy.
Yeah. Punky. Well, yeah, I'm all messed up.
Real quick in the chat room, somebody named Fella, please, said, ask Dave about his penis.
What about it?
I don't know.
What do you want to know? I'll tell you.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Seriously, what is your question? I mean, there's a lot of things this could refer to.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
They might mean... Are they talking about the rubber dick, the dildo microphone? Is that what they mean?
I'll see if they when they answer, I'll let you know what they say.
Or is this a girl I had sex with?
I don't know. It's Fella, Phela, please.
Oh, God, it's Phelan.
Oh,
fuck, please don't be Phelan.
You mean like not passing grades?
No, this girl named Phelan, oh. Phelan.
It says it's... Phela, please.
Yeah, Phelan is this 14-year-old girl in Minnesota who wrote fan fiction about me taking her virginity.
Really?
She wrote a 20-page story.
That's why I love Dave Sars. Yeah, he went from French imperialism
to 14-year-old.
14-year-old. What's your penis's name?
So she's a fan, and so she wrote a story about when she's at the age of 22, her and her friends all live in Manhattan and have an apartment that they like friends, her vision of like her future. And in this future version of themselves, because you could just so feel the virginity in the writing of this, all her friends have this one bedroom that they all use to fuck in.
Smush room?
Yes, they have a smush, because she thinks adults have smush rooms. Groups of friends right. All have one bed they fuck in. So she cut, and in the story,
I have a set of keys to my smush room. Yeah. You know what I mean?
About
wherever it happens, a foyer.
Mine's my car.
So about 15 pages into this story of just background of her and her friends at the age of 22, she comes to a Westboro protest, sees that I'm there, strikes up a conversation with me, and leading all the way to that night, I take her virginity in the smush room.
Do you take your mustache off first?
With handcuffs and no condom.
You put the mustache on her.
Yeah.
And she put no condom?
Well, I'll explain. So I, first of all, yes, such a virgin that she thinks you lose your virginity with handcuffs. But obviously I didn't use a condom because she got pregnant.
I'm a dude Diallo, thought differently.
Obviously I didn't use a condom with this virgin that I never met before because she got pregnant. And obviously I married her because I got her pregnant.
So what's the legal age here? You just got to wait 2 years and you can make this all real. It doesn't have to be fan fiction anymore.
And here's the best
Apparently
part.
Math in Canada is different than up here.
Yeah, but here's the best part.
She's 14.
I marry her. She gets, because she got pregnant with my baby. And then the baby dies in childbirth. And that's her punishment for having premarital sex with me.
And this is
her journal or a story?
This is a story that she sent me.
This is actually called,
this is what she told the cops.
Yeah, I was going to say, this is evidence. This isn't in a journal.
I'm getting a little stiffy on this one.
Well, I mean, and by the way,
people,
every time they hear this, they're always like, Dave, you got to be careful.
We're all
careful
of
what?
We're all getting
exactly.
Nerdy.
I'm not.
Like, what are you being careful about?
People act like, some people act like I can get in trouble for this.
You're in two time zones away from a person.
I didn't do anything. I didn't meet this girl.
Yeah, you didn't encourage it.
Where is she from?
Like Minnesota.
Minnesota, okay.
And
by the way, where is the Westboro Baptist Church?
Kansas.
She showed up. Oh, that's in Kansas. So
oh, no,
she went to
they,
Kansas.
No, they travel.
Oh, okay.
They travel
right.
To go.
Circus. Right. Yeah. Wherever there's an American hero being buried, right?
So here's the best part. At one point, girl says, Is it her?
She hasn't responded yet.
At one point.
They're the Grateful Dead of anti-Semites.
Yeah. At one point, this is a different 14-year-old fan of mine who like had similar fans. A 14-year-old fan of mine in Manhattan.
I think if Dave was shaving, he wouldn't have this problem.
Yeah. This girl says to me, because she would just bother me on Facebook all the time, and I would give like one-word answers, just trying to be nice. You know, look, because a 14-year-old fan is a great fan. She's out there. They're creating Instagram like likes. They're on Twitter talking about you. It's perfect. It's what you want in fans. You don't want to lose them by, you know, telling them, you know, that you're offended. And the girl says to me, she goes, listen, I told my parents that I've been like talking to you on Facebook, and my dad wanted to ask you first, would it be all right if I let my dad see the Facebook conversations we had, and I immediately was just like, you show your fucking father every goddamn thing I've ever said. Why are you even asking me this? Of course. Show him that I said that, too.
Yeah, like, what would you be, like, hiding?
And I'm just like, why are you even implying that there's something, happening? Right. Yeah. I don't want them. I want them to see everything I've ever said.
See, you know what's, if I had a 14-year-old fan, the problem is that she would catch me at like 3:30 because she's up late. You know, her mom later stayed up late, and it would be a dong pic, and I wouldn't realize it until later on, where I'm like, I shouldn't have sent that one.
You think?
Yeah. I guarantee it.
Then she'd be tweeting, ask Kenny about his cashew. No, I'm like,
if that is Phelan, I'm very happy that you're a fan of mine. Please continue.
Very cool.
I don't care. But at the same time, I'm also like, so you're 14, right? So you've watched my video where I use words like cunt and stick a dildo in someone's face. Think about that part. Oh, yeah. Best addendum to this story. My girlfriend back in L.A. told me that she was walking down the street a few months ago and she heard what looked like 2 10-year-olds talking about me.
Really?
Just overheard 2 10-year-olds talking about, yeah, and he like took a dildo and put it on his microphone and stuck it in Shirley's face.
Really?
Yeah.
There you go.
Unbelievable.
You're gonna get your own Disney show.
Yeah, right.
Well, there's a ripoff of me who has a Disney show, actually, because he started doing Westboro after me, but he couldn't get as many hits.
Oh, we just got a guest in the chat room, also known as Not That 14-Year-Old. We'll see here.
Shit. I just want to tell you guys a quick story. Saturday night, I'm doing this fundraiser at one of the James's clubs, and it was for a town in North Jersey for their softball thing. So I'm up there doing my thing, and I do this a bit about my nephews getting sent to a daycare center, okay? And the whole bit is about the name of the daycare center, and because the daycare center is called My Special Spot. And I go through this whole rigmarole about this bit, and it's true, you know? So I go, hey, you know, this daycare center, My Special Spot, well, you know, really, that's the name of it. You know, what's the matter, fondled and scarred, was taken. I'm going through all these
bits,
right?
You're not even selling it.
I don't want to sell it because it's not about the bit.
No, it's not about the bit, but the bit's actually...
I know, but I sound like a douche if I do the bit.
Well, here let me just cut him off for a second. The way he told it to me beforehand, I didn't see it, but the bit is actually really cool.
It's a great premise. My Special Spot. You took
right.
It,
yeah.
But
exactly.
He plows right through My Special
because
Spot.
Because it's not about me doing the bit.
But
it's
the whole point is like, holy shit, there's My Special Spot.
Yeah.
Then we go.
Right. So I'm doing it. And as I'm doing it, once I say the name of the place, there's some sort of commotion on the one table where they're talking to each other across, almost like, did you hear what he was saying? Like, and I'm like, what the fuck is going on? And as I'm doing the bit, I'm just about done with the bit, and the guy puts his hand up. He goes, I'm the owner. The fucking owner of the daycare center was in the fucking crowd.
But see, but you didn't say what? A couple of the part with the Sandusky
slide.
Oh,
yeah, I say my brother, who's a cop, didn't realize that, you know, he was sending his kids to this Roman Polanski house of horrors, right. So they get forced down the Sandusky slide. I did the fucking line, all right? You happy fuck. It's not about the line.
I know, but
I could sit there and brag and say I'm a good comic, but I don't do that.
How did the guy handle it?
What happened was I had met him a year ago when I went to visit my nephews there. For like 5 minutes, just like, hey, man, what's going on? And he had told me, I told him for like 5 minutes, like, dude, you know this fucking place. You got a weird-ass name. And he goes, yeah. And I go, dude, I'm a comic, and I actually do a bit about your place. I just let you know that. And Chelsea Handler's sister used to have her kids come to the same place, and she supposedly did a bit on stage about the name of the place. So now... When I first walked up there, as soon as I get up on stage, this fucking guy, I look and in my head, I'm going, I know that dude from somewhere. But when you walk on stage, what are you supposed to do? How you doing? My name's Joe. I know you from somewhere, yeah, sir. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You got to do your thing. When the guy puts his hand up, the whole place fucking figures out what's going on. He says, I'm the owner. Now it's just 10 minutes of me slamming him and explaining to him, like, my bit's probably better than that fucking Chelsea Handler, yes, I bet. Yeah, and it just became, like, everybody was like, how the fuck? First of all, why?
How far away are the two? I mean, where you were? You were on the other side of the state? I mean, is it nearby, the place?
Oh, it's 2 towns away from here.
No, from where you were at the gig.
Oh, it's 20 minutes.
Oh, okay. I thought it was like...
No, but I guess most of the people that live in that town know that place, because you got to go right past it. So it was just it was one of those great uncomfortable moments that turned into 10 minutes of fucking gold.
Yeah.
It was my favorite part of the whole set. Like, I could give a shit about any fucking jokes or punchlines from my stupid act. I was just so happy that I was having a blast with this guy.
Before the show, that's were so you on weird. Your phone with your brother? Was that your brother that called?
Here?
Yeah.
Yes, before this show. I thought you meant before the show.
Do you remember before the? Because
it is my brother's. My brother does bring.
Yeah,
him
yeah. There. But when Joe, he goes, yeah, man. I guess you hadn't spoken to your brother since the show, right?
No, because I didn't talk to him at all.
So Joe, yeah, I'm sitting here just going through getting some news stories or whatever, and Joe's like, yeah, you know, they love your kids, man. They love your kids. They love loving having your kids there. It's so cool. Yeah, but he was really cool. We hung out afterwards.
And what's I think the best part was afterwards, I was talking to him and his wife and the another couple. And the other couple, the older woman, says, she goes, I have to tell you, the whole time for years that I've known about their place, I never thought of it as that way. I just thought of it as, look, there's two ways you could take it. And, of course, the other one's my special spot, the little spot for the kids to go play.
Two ways you could take
it. And she was like, I had never, ever even thought of any other thing. And now I'm never going to think of it anything except for the disgusting way that you brought it out on stage.
You know, when I first called my daycare center the Gaping Starfish, I thought that was the cutest idea of a starfish with his mouth open. Open, just like I'm having so much fun.
The gaming server. She says, I still love you, Dave.
Yeah, that's her. That is Phelan. Well, which, by the way, I didn't even realize.
Hopefully,
that
she becomes a fan of this
poor
show.
Poor girl, her name, people probably make fun of her for her name sounding like Phelan, don't they?
Her parents must have been big Boston College fans. That's what I'm thinking.
Clearly, it
Flutie to Phelan. Oh yeah, the famous Hail Mary.
Oh, the guy's name. The guy who caught it was Phelan.
Yeah, and it was his roommate too.
Oh,
another uninteresting fact that Johnny O.
The fuck was that?
But thing is, I think of Phelan.
I think her name, I think, is pronounced Phelan.
Phelan. Right, I think of Phelan.
She is a great fan to have. She created my Instagram fan page.
Really?
She photoshopped a bunch of pictures of me.
No shit.
Just horrifying ways.
Onto a centaur?
It's a real honor.
In the chat room, Big Scott's Will from Scotland.
Of course.
He says, my special spot, 14-year-old fangirls, fantasy, blah, blah, blah. I'm getting Ernie. Okay. Then the next one, just before that, not that 14-year-old puts a post in that she's now in the chat room.
Okay.
And he just goes, hey, 14. and she goes, yes, ?"
Hey, 14.
They are not. These girls do not understand
what a creep.
Who they're interacting with in your chat room.
He's working in, he's in Scotland.
Hey, 14.
No matter what.
Hey, 14. And
it's like
she's
a Steely Dan song.
She's like, yes,
?" Hey, 14.
Want to play? Oh, you creep.
That's awesome, man. Good. Yeah, we'll be like older brothers giving them the tough love to say, look, this is what you're going to fucking, this is what you got to watch out for. Creeps like Scott Will in, wherever the fuck he is in Scotland, whatever.
And let me just say, Phelan, since you're listening, you know what? Never mind. I just realized everything I say now is going to be in some way illegal. I was going to say, just simply about, based on the story about us, when you do have a first time with someone, one, make it with someone that you didn't meet that day.
Okay.
Make him wear a condom and do it in your own bed. Yeah. Don't do it on some weird, filthy bed that your friends share. My God.
Yeah, don't do it. Oh, this fucking camera.
Yeah, sorry.
You got to pinch it or something?
I don't know. Just keeps. I have no idea. Oops. Sorry. I mean, just stare at me putting a camera on a fucking thing.
That
well,
is
well-oiled
so
machine.
It sure is.
That was a good 20 seconds.
I like a monkey trying to change in the chat room, Roy Black on Crack just got in, so just wait. go have a conversation with him there, 14
go
years.
Go ahead, 14. Talk to Ray Black. Yeah,
there
Roy
are
Black
two
on
14-year-old girls in the chat room right now.
No, she's in one and she's in the other. Yeah. Well, this one is not that 14-year-old.
All I ask is that you not meet any of these people that you're interacting with on the chat.
Shit.
Yeah, they are a bunch of beautiful mutants, these fans.
I have one other fan that's like particularly noteworthy. This girl who calls herself Kirk because she's bi. She's the one I think I told you about who tweeted me over 100 times asking for dick pics.
How old is she?
She's 16. She's in Kentucky. But actually, I realized exactly what my fan base is. It's this exact formula. Middle teen, middle America, bisexual girls with religious parents. Because it covers every base. Because they feel persecuted for being bisexual by their religious parents, and that's why they like my videos. But they also like boys, which gets them also attracted to me, and that creates the perfect storm of having a real fan.
And you also look 18 again. Right. I see you every year. I swear to God, this fucking guy, he doesn't gain an ounce.
Ponce Dilly Dick over here. Fucking asshole.
He hasn't changed fucking since bathing he's been 21 fucking... years old.
Yeah. Yeah. Fuck. So we might as well, before we get into our special thing, we didn't do a show last week. This whole Cosby thing.
Big Scott's just put in, do you like puppies?
Hey, can I order that Chinese place here?
Tell them to deliver it to the side door.
Yeah, just tell them second floor,
And
tell them to come up the stairs.
This whole Cosby thing, the one thing that I don't understand about this is that why are people making, like, this is new... Like, this is all brand new. Yeah, like, we knew about this years ago. Remember when he had that big thing with the girl through the sweatpants?
He has a good public machine, is what he does.
I feel bad about, because Family Guy has been talking about this for
this
years.
No one gives Family Guy any credit at all. I know.
For having the balls to come out and say this. It's almost like if you say something to Family Guy or South Park, like, people just tune it out now.
Right.
Because you're so used to them being the only people with the balls to say this stuff. But yeah, both Family Guy and Cleveland Show have talked about the rape accusations. But the biggest victim with all of this, the real victim is what was important, and that's Tempest Bledsoe, because she needed those residual checks. Every fucking week she needed those checks, and now it's off TV land. Just like everyone else who was on Seventh Heaven, their lives are more ruined than victims. Yeah.
Right.
I don't care, because the way Family Guy does Cosby, and I'll just play a clip, it's the funniest thing ever.
Sex tape with me and Bill Cosby.
Now you will get ready for the zim zam and the babbity bibbity, and you will take off your clothes like voo and voom, and get ready for the most splendiferous pudding pop you have ever seen.
Holy shit, Rich Carucci, man.
Hey.
What's going on?
Carucci is here. Big
Carucci. So what does Keith do? Offer him a piece of fried chicken.
This is great. I get to use all that crowd work that I did on you that one time we did a show together in Hoboken. I was doing a show that he was hosting.
Oh, okay.
When a different, here's another story. A 16-year-old girl who told me she was 17. Thank God she told me she was 17, because I still wouldn't do anything.
Right.
She told me she was 18. I might have gotten in trouble.
Yeah.
She drove her friends like 3 hours in the Poconos. Remember? Okay. She comes. And I said to her, I was like, as a joke, I was like, hey, tell everyone how old you are. And she goes, oh, I'm 17. And I was like, you heard her, 18. And then I find out a year later she was 16. And I'm like, Jesus Christ, this is such a dangerous life.
Yeah, you tread dangerous waters.
I do remember saying how much I love Rich Carucci. If you like funny jokes and the sounds of a man breathing, you're going to love Carucci. Yeah.
Celebrating their Ferguson verdict with the fucking...
Wait, did it come out? Right. Wait, did the grand jury come out?
Nothing yet.
Oh,
nothing yet.
Oh, my God.
When a rock comes through our window.
You scared me.
They already got it, but they didn't release anything yet.
Uh-oh.
They're giving the cop time to hide.
Yeah. They're calling the National Guard and the whole thing.
They call the army and say, get ready.
All the cops putting shoe polish on their faces.
What I find amazing about this whole thing is how people have either won... Or there's only two opinions every American has about this.
And they're both, yeah.
It's there's not even a smidge of common sense that comes out of this. It's
they
either.
They should come out with the verdict on Black Friday. That's what they should.
That's very funny. It's either, well, he killed a baby, or the kid deserves to be shot. And it's like, could we have a little bit of some sort of semblance of common sense to say, look, it's not every day that this happens. Can we admit that, number one? And number two, when it does happen, it becomes such a big, huge publicized thing that it feels like it's 1950 and this shit is happening every day.
Right.
It's not. And my thing is that I think it's a catch-22. you have a terrible fucking neighborhood where there are whatever percentage you want to fucking use that are people that are out there that are doing bad shit. So what happens is you're a cop in that area and it's going to harden you. And then you have that. So now you have to be on your toes as a cop. And if you're a little bit too much on your toes, then you're racial profiling, you're doing this. And then you have other people in the neighborhood who are just decent people who are doing their own thing. But they can't look like they have any empathy towards the police because then they're considered fucking traitors. So other people who are just like, look, I just want to go to work every day and come home. I can't even say, yes, the cops, please. We have guys down here. Then you look like you're an Uncle Tom or you're a traitor to the neighborhood.
Has to say, fuck the
police. It's amazing. Yeah. It's a terrible situation.
What it really is. What I see is so sad is simply the fact that everyone who's involved in this, everyone who's passionate about this, everyone who's there, I don't think there's a single person who acknowledges this, that the idea that a cop felt he was threatened by a kid who didn't really threaten him and that he shot him being overzealous is something that obviously is perfectly reasonable to have happened. And the idea that a guy who just robbed a convenience store tried to fight a cop to stop him from getting arrested is also extremely believable. And what happened is probably both.
A little bit of
both. I honestly believe that this kid started fighting this cop because he thought he was going to go to jail. And that the cop then murdered the kid after... I think this kid got into a scuffle with a cop through his car window. Yeah. And then ran away after a shot was fired. And then turned around and said, hands up, can't shoot me. And the cop was really hot. Cop was pissed off and just said, fuck you, shit. And shot him. Which means the kid was a criminal and the cop's a murderer.
Whatever happened to the crushed eye socket of the cop? Remember they came out with that and then they stopped talking about it?
Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, how bad was the cop
just
hurt?
He just got married.
He didn't have a crushed eye socket. That was
he just got, no.
There was no crushed.
No, that was a wife?
No, literally, like 2 days ago, he got married.
The cop?
Yeah, the cop. Yeah, the guy, Wilson.
That was a rumor. He did not have a crushed eye socket.
And
they would have released it by now.
Nobody's talking about...
Just to make sure he gets all
right. In Cleveland, cops shot the kid with a fake gun.
Yeah.
That's been happening forever.
That's, you know, the kid had a gun.
Well, Ferguson, the girl who had the gun in the car, and so the fiance, she had a gun. They bought a gun to case it was trouble. They're in the car. The boyfriend or the fiance rear ends a car in front of him. The gun she's holding is loaded, goes off, and fucking blows her head off.
Or that's his story.
Yeah, right? How fucked up is that? Because they bought... What are you fucking walking around? You're driving a loaded gun around. He rear-ends somebody. Fucking shit.
It's
one of those
fiction
stories that he's like crying. Exactly. Like, how do you not laugh when you hear that story?
Yeah. Real quick, then, not to get way off the subject, but there was a guy in West Windsor this afternoon.
The hunter.
The hunter.
Oops.
they're hunting Canadian geese, him and his father.
Right.
One, why are you hunting Canadian geese?
I know, John. Don't say that around John. Don't say that around Johnny. All right, that's a little hurtful.
You can't deport them, so you have to shoot.
All you got to do is go to a park or a corporate complex. He was sitting there loading it, and right through his neck and his head. Hunting a Canadian goose.
Thanksgiving.
Are despised, though. You know, they're the worst. They destroy lawns. Their crap is like acid. I mean, geese are really bad. A lot of people.
I had a friend of mine. This kid, we paid him like $30, and he went to this place called Roosevelt Park, and we dared him, and he went and killed a goose and ate it.
Did he cook it or did he just eat it?
No, well, he cooked it. Yeah, he cooked it. But
for $31, he would have fucked it first.
Him and his sister were heroin addicts, and he was the dude.
There you go.
I actually, when I first started playing golf, I killed a goose.
With the club or the ball?
No, with the ball.
Who are you, W.C. Fields?
I was going this way. The goose was here, and I hit it right in the head.
Oh, my friends in Ithaca once, they were playing around, and they had like a bow and arrow, and he was like shooting bows and arrows at like the geese across the river, and they got lucky as hell and actually went right through the thing's neck. And these idiots, these like college kids that never did anything in the woods in their life, just like, imagine like four college kids desperately trying to kill this goose with an arrow through its neck and failing, like whacking it with a machete.
Steve Martin
put it out of its misery.
And here's the worst, the saddest part. The whole time they're doing this, the goose's like wife is right across, just screaming at them for
days.
Aflac! Aflac!
Stop it. Gianni, you like this one. I've mentioned this before, but my friend Rob, when his father came over off the boat, Italian guy, and we're in high school, and we live in a suburb, you know, and it's fence and house and fence and a whole thing. Right. And it's hanging around. All of a sudden in the backyard you hear kabloosh. And you go to the back porch and his grandfather's off the deck with a double barrel shotgun and all you see is burnt grass and tufts of hair. He was shooting rabbits. Didn't speak a word of English. You're like, Grandpa, you can't do that. He didn't speak a word of English.
Artie Bucco.
Grandpa, let's go to Ferguson.
I was on a parkway, exit like 135 or someplace around there, and a bunch of geese try to cross over the parkway. And I'm driving with some fucking feathers all over the place. Yeah. And you heard pop, 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 pop.
Oh, shit.
There was about 30 of them. And they're flying in the air again, pop the fucking feathers. Of course, when they start walking across the road, they said, fuck it. They have the right of way.
Oh, yeah. They don't stop. They don't do anything. No.
Now, it's not a back road.
Three of them are suing the parkway.
Yeah. So you heard them pop. It sounded like tires popping. Pop, 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 pop.
Oh, that's
but
a
it's
shame.
Just,
on a back road that you let them go.
But it's just a... I don't even know if I want to go back to... We didn't even get into Cosby at all because we didn't do a show last week.
Let's talk about Cosby as much as we can.
Yeah, I mean... I was not even shocked about this. The only thing that bothered me about this whole thing is that I cannot stand Janice Dickinson. I haven't liked her for 20 years.
Yeah.
It's like she had to poke her nose in it.
Exactly.
Unfortunately...
What nose?
Mug.
What used to be a nose. Yeah. It's just that...
all of a sudden, she's doing something where you can't hate her.
Because Cosby was... Most likely, she was a victim.
I never liked Rosie O'Donnell ever until the day Donald Trump hated her. It's one of those things.
Yep.
All of a sudden, I'm like ready to fist fight people over Rosie O'Donnell. But
my only issue was that the one woman who was the actress who was telling the story about... Cosby told her, hey, look, you know, she wanted to talk to Cosby about helping her with her acting career. So he gets her a room and he has his own room and he invites her into his room. Now, I get it when guys say, look, if a guy invites you up to your hotel room, you should know what's coming. Yeah. I'm not even going to give you that. All right. But she goes to a room and he's talking to her about her acting. And then he goes, hey, take a little sip of this. And she took a sip, but she's not a big drinker. She didn't even drink it. So it didn't affect her. And he goes, try to act drunk. And she was trying to act drunk. And he goes, all right, go into the bathroom and take a bunch of water. Mat your hair down. As she goes into the bathroom, she mats her hair down. When she comes out, he's laying on the bed naked. And then now up to this point, I am 100% behind this woman. I don't care if you get invited up to a guy's fucking room.
I didn't hear that he was naked.
He was naked. Then
the pudding pop. Yeah.
Then she went over to him. He took like some sort of
salve,
cream or Vaseline, put it in her hand, grabbed her hand and put it on his junk, and used her hand to jerk himself off.
Sounds like they're married.
Exactly. But my point in all of this,
you can walk out the door.
When you walk out of the bathroom and he's standing there naked, up to that point, I am behind her 100%.
Yeah.
No. Hey, you know what you're getting when you go into a room. None of that shit. But the moment you said, I walked over to him, that's when you go, because she said she was legitimately there because she wanted him to help her with her acting career. And I believe her.
And the important
but the
thing
moment
about-
he's got his dick out, she has to know he's not here for my acting career. I need
scene.
To go. I need to go.
And the other... Did she get the part?
And also, he did not rape her
in
this scenario.
Yeah, for about 5 minutes in her hand.
No, but he did take her hand, and that
she did at that point leave. He didn't force him.
There's been a bunch of them.
With a grimy hand.
There hasn't been anyone.
I'm saying in her defense, she left after that. She didn't.
But why
are you telling that story? That's a non-story.
What it seems like his motive is, there was another girl that just came out today. That said she was in like high school, paid her tuition or something, but he basically tries to get these girls to a point where he can take advantage of them, and then if it doesn't work, they just go home. And he says, all right, don't say anything, I'll leave. So they can't sit there and go, yeah, he butt-raped me, or he raped me, and he held me down.
You know what I think you're going to find out? The real thing was he probably was doing that along with just the willing girls, hey, you know, I'm going to help you with your career, and that's
it's
all.
A numbers
and
game.
And he got used to thinking, you know, well, and then so he was pushier with the ones that were a little
how
slower.
How many people here would have done the same thing?
Yeah, well, if you, yeah, but he's.
I would have jerked him
just
off.
Just you, Karuch. Yeah. Just you.
He had to have had a success ratio.
If I could have got a walk on spot on iSpy, I would have blown a cocksucker.
There you go. I could get you on iSpy.
Well, no, let's be clear about this. First of all, I think that what that story tells us is that Cosby isn't just using these drugs to fuck these girls. Cosby has a thing for intoxicated girls. That's a real fetish. Yeah.
Yes, yes.
Cosby is turned on by girls with limited capacity. And we all saw that Spanish Fly joke that everyone reposted.
Yeah.
That did speak to a kind of obsession with limited capacity women, with being into it.
Explain that joke, though.
Well,
Bill Cosby does a good joke. Yeah,
for
yeah.
its time, it was a good joke. It did a long, long joke about Spanish Fly. And remember, this is like the 60s
and 70s.
Bill
Cosby's doing it. Yeah,
Fred, you want me to do the impression?
That means a three-minute bit takes 11 minutes.
So he does a whole joke about Spanish Fly and how his friends went to Spain. They were so excited to find Spanish Fly, and everyone knows Spanish Fly. You give it to a girl, and she goes, and people. And remember, Spanish Fly is a drug to make girls horny, not pass out. So let's not pretend this is something it's not. It's supposed to be a joke to make drug to make girls horny and make you enjoy with a blowjob. But the point is, and then the end of the joke, he gets to Spain, and the guy goes, "Oh, do you know how I can get me an American Fly?" That's the whole joke.
Right,
it's a long joke.
Yeah.
But the point is, it did speak to this guy being like, this guy has a thing. And like a lot of, I was talking to my grandfather today. He was like, I thought that when they said this, these were a bunch of gold diggers. But then when I heard there's 10, 11, 12 women, I realized this guy really is a piece of shit. And that's,
well, no,
that's a very
today,
good sentence.
That's a rash.
Today's Daily News, the guy that worked for NBC came out. He admitted that he has canceled
the money
checks
orders
and
everything.
Stuff. Money orders, yeah.
Right.
Who is this? What is this?
He worked for NBC, and he basically...
He was paying off several
women. Hush money?
Yeah, he worked on the show. Yeah.
Now, in his defense, he thought he was paying off... He thought he was paying off mistresses.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think his next album should be White Woman Lying Still. And you can spell it either way. If you're with him, you put lying like L
Y.
Like, and if you like,
one,
if you
L-I-E.
Think he's guilty, lying. They're intoxicated.
Actually, most of them are black.
Are?
Most of the women were black, and that was one of the most insidious things about it. He was using black women. Oh no, but a lot of a lot of the earlier ones were black. And the thing about that is because in 1988, if you were a black woman and you accused Bill Cosby of raping you, they would have ruined your
Michael Jackson was molesting children, right?
Well, that's just the idea that he was such a beloved, powerful man who was so loved that people just would not believe it. Just like Michael Jackson, people were like, "Oh, stop it. Have you heard how good his music is? He can't fuck kids." Like, we just
I'll tell you what,
though,
a lot of people turned on this guy so quick. They must be a lot of people that really hate him.
He did it
because they always turned
on
him.
It's because he did it.
Yeah,
it's not because they hate him. It's because he fucking did it.
Here's the thing: how much you want to bet he's going to have the Joe Paterno syndrome, that this is going to kill him? How much you want to bet?
You know,
he's already keeping a blind eye to the whole thing.
Well, let's be honest.
He's got that cataract.
His wife always said he had a wandering eye.
he's got an eye like a 2-day old haddock.
Did you see the wife? I think he's paid already by being married to that chick.
I think a lot of us are.
She looks like Meta World Peace.
I think a lot of us have
Mandela.
About the freckles on that motherfucker. See the freckles
on
him?
She looks like Mandela.
She looks like the Black Howdy Doody.
I think we all have had the thought in our heads that Cosby may soon make a confession.
Yeah.
Oh, believe me, he made it to 77 without dealing with this. I would be so not surprised.
I guarantee it's going to be like a Paterno, it's too
Paterno
much.
Paterno didn't do anything. I mean,
no.
Did something wrong.
But
Paterno was
the ass. It killed
the
him.
Afterwards
yeah.
of it just was like, you're, you know,
to be that loved, to be that beloved, and then to be that hated.
It's a big.
You can't.
Big
Cosby can't come back from this. He can't.
He shouldn't. He's a fucking rapist.
It shouldn't. You know, 1, 2, 3. It's a conspiracy or something like that. 16, whatever.
Who this guy has been blazing a trail of drugged women for 30 years. I mean, it really, this should be about how did we allow his celebrity to keep him from having to deal with this?
You know,
some of them did go to the police and couldn't do anything.
And he kept on doing it.
Who does he think
he is? Talk about the bandwagon and people jumping on. Did you hear? There's a lady. I forget her last name now. It's Louisa something. She was in Cuckoo's Nest. She was one of the whores that Jackie was born.
Right.
And she was a blonde. And I'm dating myself. Well, I've done that before. No, but there's a. Do you remember the Joe Namath show? Do you remember? Were you old enough to remember that? Joe Namath had a show.
Jesus.
Like right after 1970. Ooh. Seriously, I was a little kid, but I remember.
Joe Namath. You could get another one.
He had a show on Channel 5, and he had.
Making it really hard to be
a Jeff. He had a girl. That
now, now he has a radio show.
No, he had a lady that was like. Yeah, and it was like her Ed McMahon. And that's who she was.
Joe Namath's Ed McMahon was Buster Keaton.
No. He had a girl on the show that was the same girl that was in Cuckoo's Nest. I forget her name. She was a very hot blonde. White, though. And she's the one that claimed that Cosby put his dick in her mouth before he went on the Tonight Show. Like, this is backstage at the Tonight Show, you know? And I'm like, come on, that's a little... really? At the Tonight Show. It happened, like, while he was ready to get go
right
on.
Right behind
you know
the
what
curtain.
I mean?
Why not? You know what? How much
what
is
does he think he is?
How much is TMZ going to pay for a Cosby dick pic?
Oh, yeah. They're on this, I'm sure.
A friend of mine put a great post up. He goes, hey, women.
his dick hole has, like, looks like cataracts.
Hey, women. All women, if you were attacked by Bill Cosby, go to the police. Stop calling TMZ.
Yeah.
And I thought it was a great post just to say, you know what? Stop going for your fame. Go to where, especially now. Yeah. If you have to wait till now, go to the cops. Like the don't go to fucking TMZ for your fucking story.
The one he was just talking about from the Cuckoo's Nest movie. Now she's trying to get a class action lawsuit, and now she goes, speak to my publicist. No. This lady has been around for fucking
God.
Yeah,
I know. That's just it.
Now she has a
publicist. I hear Pete DiLorenzo is her publicist.
and to be honest,
the inside jokes
with
Rich Carucci.
Only one woman
sick
has
people get that.
besides for the settlement that he had years ago with the woman.
He did pay one woman.
I think there's only
one
that's asking
too.
For
you don't
money.
Know what he
yeah.
did. What
the, I think
that was the famous
one
with the sweatpants.
And like, he has a
which is where Family Guy got all this. They were like, listen, he basically took a girl's hand and jammed it down his pants when he was wearing sweatpants.
Is that wrong?
Honestly.
Should we not do that?
Well, the girl's working.
I'm so busy shoving my own hand down there, I never thought about shoving a chick's.
I mean, that's the thing. If you didn't rape somebody, who the fuck pays them off? Wouldn't every guy, if they're accused of rape and they know they didn't do it, want to be out there fighting it like a fucking crazy person?
Why not just get hookers?
You're right. Absolutely.
Why not just get hookers?
Because like you said, it's a
has a thing for women, and it's a power thing. Yeah. It's about he likes women who have this diminished capacity. He asked a girl to
pretend.
You can
get the hookers wasted. They party with you.
You just
me.
Get a retarded hooker.
You
man.
Get some coke and some.
And honestly, I'll swear to God, you know what I bet his answer to that would be if he was being honest with you. He would say something like, "I'm Bill Cosby. I can't be seen with hookers." That's how sick I think he is.
Yeah.
Well, then kill him after you fuck him.
Because nobody in the fucking world hears Rodney's with a hooker and says, this changes the way I feel about Rodney Dangerfield.
the new girl today that just came out, she's a new one. She was an actress. She was in high school, and she was a bit part on something in the early 80s before the Cosby Show. But he would have her come to the hotel room, and he would say, well, you have to drink. She's like, I don't want to drink. It makes me feel weird. He's like, well, you have to or you can't hang out. And she passed out, doesn't remember, remembers smelling his cigar breath, remembers smelling her cigar breath, but wasn't penetrated. She doesn't think she was raped.
She was unconscious.
But she was unconscious, and she was uncomfortable, and then he paid for her college tuition. Holy shit. She quit acting.
He fucking knocked her out. She felt unconscious, woke up, you didn't even fuck her.
And to be honest, if you're unconscious, how much...
He realized
how
stupid she was by drinking that, and he got her college education.
How good is a blowjob by an unconscious man?
By the way, you know how... can I just point something out?
A woman. A woman.
Carucci has us...
Really?
Carucci has us 5 minutes away from having to make a public service announcement over this. Carucci, you are... You are you have got to be so close to having to do a Harry Connick Jr. public apology for
you. Kids that I don't. Does he want to put for my kids through school?
Every joke at a Carucci is pro rape. You hear this?
That's not rape. He just knocked her out. He never touched her.
Exactly.
And then he said, "Hey, you're a stupid bitch. I'm going to help you out now and get you an education so no one else pulls this on you." And he
But I want to be clear to all the comics here. This is a trap. Laughing at everything Carucci says is a trap. He is incriminating all of us.
He helped them women. How many people want to have sex with a celebrity? Now they can get it off their bucket list.
Yeah. And you get a college education out of it.
Oh, Jesus, Carucci.
He's fucking Bill Cosby. What's the sense of being Bill Cosby if you can't get laid by it? You know what I mean?
But it's he was raping children. He's raping high school girls.
You got to have come on. Check the IDs is what I'm saying.
It's not saying, hey, it's not saying Cosby banged 1,000 girls. Hey, why would you want to bang all these women? Nah, I get it, man. You want to be famous. You want to be with chicks. But to give them to knock them out, to give them fucking. Well, and these broads, he would go, here's a glass of wine and take this. And they would go, what's that? He goes, it'll relax you. I'm like, really? Dr. Cosby? Is that the kind of doctor you're talking about?
He's a serial rapist. Dr. Huxtable will
now give you the
medication. Look, rapists can often get laid without rape. It's not about just wanting to get laid. He's a fucking
rapist. It's not a sex thing.
This is as sick as you want
it to. It's not a sex thing. It's a power thing.
This is a sick dual personality sadist who was one of the world's most successful serial rapists.
Well said.
We have to actually sit back and be like, this is
serial
every bit as horrifying as we think it is.
And it's there's two things about him.
And I want to be funny about this.
There's two things about him.
I also want to work again, thanks to Carucci being here. I need to make sure I say this out loud.
And the thing is, number one, he's a beloved actor and TV icon. But also, he's, when out of doubt, always in the top five of the greatest comics of all time. And people forgetting about this. Like, when you talk about the greatest comics of all time, it's like, you got the Trinity, it's like fucking...
which means two out of five of the greatest ever were rapists. How bad is that?
What do you mean two out of...
Richard Pryor, right? Wasn't a rapist, but he was one of the best comedians.
Well, but Sandy Cain said that he raped her, didn't he? Didn't someone say they were raped by Richard Pryor?
No, hell no.
No, Sandy Cain said, but it's Sandy Cain.
Richard Pryor married seven times.
Yeah,
and,
he
didn't have to rape.
It's what's his face.
Neither did Cosby. I'm not saying Richard Pryor raped him. I know, but we do know that Sandy Cain did make an accusation.
Yeah,
but whenever you're talking,
we know
about
that Sandy Cain is a mentally ill person. So yeah. I don't like to say you're a liar, but when you're Sandy Cain,
I don't think it was Pryor. She said it was.
No,
was
I thought she said she was raped by both Richard Pryor.
It was Tommy
and,
Davidson.
No, she said she was raped by Richard Pryor and Ronnie Wilkinson. Phil Spector.
Really? No, Phil Spector. I remember what she said.
Both.
Phil Spector.
Which, how many celebrities are you going to
Phil Spector was 75 when he raped her.
Yeah.
He took his wig off.
No, he looked like Bette Midler.
He looked like her.
She's horrible looking.
Who,
Sandy Cain. Oh, she's a mess.
Well, what is she, 80? I mean, give her a break. She's she was dancing during the Depression.
She looked like Steve Tyler's Flapper. Grandmother last time I saw. She had the fucking tits out that looked like leather and... Oof. Singing a song about
sucking
dick.
She's the only one who has... son of a... Fuck it. Fuck! I couldn't think of a word.
When the mighty fall, though, it's like... all I'm thinking is the
napalm.
Comparison.
That's the word I was deciding.
What I'm thinking, think about, like, with Michael Jackson, he paid off the first time, remember?
Yeah. Big money.
Now, and everybody said, well, he must be guilty, but then it was like his team was like, well, it's for what they're going to put him through, it's just worth it to pay it off, blah, blah, blah.
I'm not paying anybody off.
Yeah,
bullshit!
But that's what I say. That's what I say. I go, if you would really fight it, if you really had nothing there.
Yeah.
But the thing is, think about with Michael Jackson, it was kids. And it was the parents pushing the kids.
Yeah,
could they have been stage moms? Were they put thinking that there was showbiz at the end of the week at
Michael's house?
You know what I mean?
That's the listen. There is no woman that is an actress that is Angie Dickinson is not going to go. Somebody, Bill Cosby, who's the garbage man, is getting a cup of coffee and sit there and go, oh well, he's attractive. No, Bill Cosby is not an attractive man. He's an average looking black dude.
Well, you're talking about now, but when he
back then, no, he didn't look like fucking.
I mean, I'm not saying he was a model.
He was
or
no
anything.
Billy Dee Williams.
There's 9,000 football players that are more attractive than him. Black guys. Bill Cosby is not an. I look like Bill Cosby bleached. You know what I mean? Look at my nose.
Oh my God, that's true. You
yeah. look like Bill I got Cosby. Bill Cosby and Scottie Pippen. Thank you very much. God, I appreciate that.
You look like a young Bill Cosby.
You look like Bin Laden if he was Northern Italian, actually.
Exactly. See, yeah. The Schnozzoli. But that's the thing. These women aren't going to go up to just, you know, I couldn't get one of these women up in a Ramada in Schenectady. Right. You know what I mean? Right. Saying, oh, well, they have to, there's some incentive for them they to go up go. To the room.
Cosby's whole plan was to do this to women he had power over. Women power who wanted over, to yeah. make it into yeah. acting. Women like who wanted to get on the show. Yeah. Women who wanted to do comedy. It was the opposite of a challenge. He wanted women that couldn't say shit because they'd be afraid. He didn't want to go fuck a banker. He wanted to fuck a girl who desperately wanted Bill Cosby to approve of her, who desperately wanted Bill Cosby to help her get a job. This whole thing was a plan. Yeah. It was get these women who are vulnerable to me, women who I can have control over. And we all know, you say, like, why didn't go to hookers? He didn't have to go to hookers. He could have had consensual sex with women for the rest of his life without much trouble. Yeah. He didn't want to do that because
he didn't get off on it.
There's no such thing as a rapist who only rapes because they couldn't get laid. It's
oh, yeah.
There's
right.
something.
It's so different. It's usually a violent or a power.
It's so different in the brain that, like, honestly, I feel like none of us. Well, I feel like none of us besides Carucci could even maintain an erection.
You make it sound so bad.
You know, it's funny as I say that, but you know, like I always joke around. How, like, if I'm having sex and a vase fell in the room, I'd lose my fucking heart off.
Yeah. Right. Well, let alone a girl screaming. And fight her at the same time.
Let alone getting hit in the head with a vase.
Exactly. It takes another kind of.
I was just going to say, if the vase fell over my forehead.
It takes another kind of human being to be capable of even maintaining an erection in that kind of
environment. It's somewhere around necrophilia. Nobody wants to have to. A guy wants a dead girl. He'll ask a girl to take a cold bath. And then she puts on white powder, and
or
then
so
he can get
heard.
It off on her.
Or so he's
and he
heard.
And he tells her
and
not to move.
And then she sticks a pudding pop up.
And you know what, Johnny? Make God bless cold. If that's what you like.
And you're not allowed to say a word because you're dead.
All right, let's take a quick
freeze
break.
Freeze the pudding and the pudding and freeze it up.
Finally, I've waited all day for this. Jesus, I'm talking about Cosby for an hour.
Let's take a quick break, and when we come back, we got to finish up with our little special gift from the past.
Sure, yeah, absolutely.
And we'll be right back with everybody here. And it's the Conti and Kenny Show on morelikeradio.com.
Live Monday.
That's tape with me and Bill Cosby.
Now you will get ready for the zim-zam and the babbity-bibbity. And you will take off your clothes like voo and boom. And get ready for the most splendiferous pudding pop you have ever seen.
Okay, whip.
God bless.
Whip, 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 whip,
God bless. 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 It's gonna get ugly.
Whip.
The Cousin Joe Show.
It's one drink.
You cut.
I mean, it didn't even take him 20 seconds.
Did you fart my drink?
You take an alcoholic's drink away, they know right away, dude. It's just like it's like a dog.
Oh, was that the bit while I was taking a piss?
Like, where'd my bed go? Like,
oh,
like,
oh.
Like,
Like, it's like someone going to sleep and just like, who took my bed?
Oh, so, exactly, so that was like, that was the hilarious bit while I was taking a piss. Let's see if the alcoholic notices drink missing. That's what you did? You fucking pieces of shit. And why is Marie in the chat saying the song was so much fun to say? Well, did you play the Pussy Poppy song?
No.
There's no video right now because the connection fucked up earlier. People are going to think it's like a bit. I was out of the studio. I was taking a piss. Did you?
I know. But you fucking...
Did you fart my fucking beverage?
That's getting cut. That's such a promo. That's such a fucking promo.
Shit, my pants. Nigga called it a beverage.
Tune into the Cousin Joe Show live Thursday night, 7 to 10 on More Like Radio.
To subscribe to the podcast, get it on iTunes, morelikeradio.com, or contiandkenny.com. And for that lovely show that's called Conti and Kenny Shorts, subscribe on iTunes or contiandkenny.com. The information's there on all the pages, all the websites, all the complete and utter box. Check it out. It's funny. It's hilarious. It's Conti and Kenny. It's a waste of fucking time. Just get on with it. Is that any good, Governor?
Gee, I can't believe I'm souring my good name for this week.
We're Metal Breakfast Radio. Would you like to hear such tracks like this awesomeness?
Like a rhinestone cowboy.
So, okay. How about the awesomest extravaganza of this?
Play that fucking music, white boy. Play that fucking music, right. Play that fucking music.
It doesn't matter, Donovan, because I like a fresh one out to this.
And now, the sound of John Denver being strangled.
www.metalbreakfastradio.com.
MoreLikeRadio.com, where the talk just keeps on coming.
The Conti and Kenny Show.
My father, he's the worst. He'll ask for something, but he'll ask you, like he asked if we had measuring tape, but he always goes, "You got measuring tape?" No. I'm like, "Could you let me answer first?"
Automatically knows
always
you don't.
Always does that. Just assumes that.
Yeah. You got anything we need? No, you don't.
No. He would just go, "You got a measuring tape?" No. I'm like, "Then no." Apparently we don't. Nostradamus knows that we don't have the measuring tape.
You ever put curtains up? You got screws? No.
He cuts that all the time. He'll be like, "Hey, did you call about the medical bill?" No. I'm like, "You know what? Why'd you ask? Why'd you ask?"
He just called
it,
you fired up.
You just called to get you fired.
Yeah, that's fucking it. Jonathan Edwards. You're a negative Jonathan Edwards. Don't even ask. Hey, did you go to work today? No. All right, then fuck you. Always does that, dude.
Oh, that's
always does that.
The Conti and Kenny Show, Monday nights, 7 to 10, on morelikeradio.com.
The Conti and Kenny Show, on morelikeradio.com.
I mean, I do weird things with my fingers.
The Conti and Kenny Show.
I have a structural filament and I need cash.
Join us now for another mind-bending installment of Guess What Kenny Found.
A bit of bad news.
I love that hair.
No, it's a great song.
Yeah.
I remember this song as a kid. It used to make me real sad.
Unbelievable. So I'm on YouTube and I'm looking at my old soul stuff that I want to find. And came across Shining Star and Kiss and Say Goodbye. And there's a video. I guess it's from VH1 Classic or whatever, but it's a video of them doing the song. And they have afros.
And they have,
no, he had the process done.
He's got the good hair. He must have Indian in him.
Yeah.
But they have these nice jumpsuits. Light blue, sky blue, baby blue, if you will. And they are skin tight.
Don't look bad. It's the early 70s, right?
Skin tight. Absolutely skin tight. And there's five of them. And I have never seen so much smushed cock in fabric.
So much brain.
And when they turn around, they'll spin, and you'll see nice, tight asses.
Oh, my God!
Look at the cock hanging out of those fucking trousers.
Dude, it's not even a close fucking video of it yet.
No, it's far away. Just
that guy
wait.
Looks like a black Barry Gibb.
No, that's... can you... the video. Put the video on here. Okay. There we go. Now.
Oh, no.
Now watch. You'll see it. You'll see it great on a spin. Okay. Now they're here. Now they're going to spin in a second. Now just
still
look at the profile.
On the side.
You
right?
can see the side. Just don't worry. You're going to... There you go. Look at the asses. Look all at right. the tight asses.
He's
bang.
He's a killer.
See that? Now here it comes.
Oh, this is unbelievable.
Now when they... Here it comes. Ready? Ready? Right. They're going to show it from the other side of them. Look at that cock. Look at all that cock in there. Now look at it. Now look at them lined up. Look at all their junk. It's just... It's they should. It shouldn't be the Manhattans. It should be called 8 yards of dong.
Oh, my God. It actually looks like their cocks are trying to spell something. That's what it looks like.
Except they would spell it wrong.
No, each.
It's spelling supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
Friday night at Clancy's in Neptune.
Each dong is a different musical note. It's like
here,
sheet music.
Here comes Do. Ray is next. Fa. Wow, that's great. When the mic stand doesn't cover your cock.
Yeah.
When you have camp, look at. I mean, look at the tight buns.
They look like the flying black Elvises.
But I can't believe the amount of junk that there's. This is probably on like ABC. This is probably Channel 7 back
then. Just, yeah.
Look at that. Look at that. All you see is mushrooms all over the joint.
And Elvis couldn't shake his hips.
They look like they have an exotic drink in their pants.
Brian in the chat room said, gaying up America, one listener at a time.
Catch the Conti and Kenny Show Monday nights from 7 to 10 p.m. on cringehumorradio.com.
I dressed up as a girl. I looked pretty good, too. My sister did my makeup, but I was a fucking Jedi.
The Conti and Kenny Show.
All right, we're sort of back, but that's okay. I got my pal Dave here, Dave Cyrus, who is at Brickstone News on Twitter.
Yeah, I am.
And he's got great videos on GodHatesBrickstone.com.
You also go to ArchieBlackMovie.com.
That's right. You're up to what, 16 or 17 you
16,
put out?
16, so we're in the final week, the last five episodes. One came out today. Today's actually one of the best ones. This is the one that has
Norton in it. Yeah,
definitely
great
has
look.
Jim Norton's best scene.
Yeah.
The one that, like, when we played the movie version of this, got the single
biggest
laugh.
Laugh.
And you know the scene I'm talking
yeah,
about.
Of course.
Giving it away.
Yeah.
It's, and with Jim gave us so much that we really were able to build him up over the course of the series.
Right.
And this one is just the funniest thing he
yeah,
does.
It's great.
And it's also got Allison Stevenson, Sam Obade, who was in, he was on Conan.
Allison was a very, very funny. I
yeah,
liked her.
She was great, yeah.
She was good.
Funny.
And my girlfriend Hannah is in this one.
Oh, that's
She's
right.
The
she played the reporter, that's right.
Yeah. I reposted and my mother was like...
She's still with you, huh?
Yeah.
I mean, you guys are still together?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, she's still with me.
Okay.
Yes.
Gotcha.
Hey, Spiky Girl is in the room.
Holy shit.
Look at that.
Spiky Girl.
Long time no see her
wow.
here. Finally got my laptop fixed. There you go.
Wow. Welcome, Spiky Girl.
Yeah.
Well, coincidence that
Look
Spiky
that
Girl
from
the old school. That's right. Because we got Johnny O here, too, of course. Keith Carnival. And we have to dig deep. Kenny brought something in.
Let's not run it through the whole. Well, let's, you know what I mean.
What do you mean?
Let's not do a 40 minutes on it.
Well, we got 20. So.
Oh. Oh yeah.
Yeah. Mm. So why don't you explain to everybody what this envelope is.
The Jets are on at 9.
Yeah, and I'm leaving at 9:01. It's recording. I don't know anything. So
are we only go until 9 today?
Yeah, okay. Probably not.
Well,
9.
He's leaving now, but we might be able to...
You could stay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll see. We'll see how it goes.
No problem at all. So anyway, go ahead. Explain.
All right. In 2008, me and Otto, we do a show on the Ramada Inn in Hazleton, Pennsylvania. And I'll put this in the camera.
Look at him bragging. The big room.
We get Otto, entertainer ventriloquist. And it's from this guy, Ian Awesome. And
actually, his name is Ian Awesome.
Ian.
That's right.
And literally, in 2008...
Put that back.
No viewer
Kenny,
cams.
Put that back up again.
Are the cams
a little closer?
You gotta really look at
little
that.
Closer, really little higher.
Spiky Girl's asking if we got viewer cams. Yeah, Ustream. Go on morelikeradio.com, hit live, and then go to the Ustream. And so we were doing a show. It was for what's his name in Florida? Artie Fletcher. Artie Fletcher. Yeah.
Good reaction.
Yeah. So after the show on a we were doing Friday and Saturday. After the show, we get this little envelope, and it's this guy who's got he's a music producer. He makes beats and whatnot, and he says he basically writes. He puts this whole big letter into the envelope, and it says basically, "Hi, my name is Ian. I'm a singer, entertainer, music producer. I stopped by the Ramada Inn in Hazleton and saw your poster. Well, for some reason, I thought maybe I could get my CD single to you. The boss of the Ramada says we have 3 comedians and a dummy. Okay, that was funny. Anyway, I am too tired and stressed to make the show. I have an elderly person who is having problems, and it has me upset." Quotation
has me upset.
Yeah. Parentheses. Very sick and doctors, etc. You're lucky if you find a good one. So bring on entertainment. I thought maybe I could get my CDs and cards to you, and if you knew any anyone in the music biz, gratefully it'd be if you got it to someone good. I know it's a tough biz, and I really busted my ass doing this production. Here's my CDs, photos, and cards. Again, your help would be really appreciated. He goes on a couple
right
more.
On the side, though. What is that?
It's call on
he
Saturday.
He spelled out biz for everybody.
Call on red Saturday. That would be cool. All I know red is red I have to because
it's a bunch
I,
of swastikas in the margin.
Yeah. The only thing that could be creepier if he cut all the letters out in a magazine and pasted them on the fucking thing.
And here's his card. His card says... Here recording artist, which is not a company, just says here, as in listen. It just says, and then quotes, Ian, in which we know as Ian, Mega Smash Dance Clip Single, quotes, I want you to dance, .. like thunder.
Now watch, see if this guy gets any chicks up in the hotel room and rapes them.
Now here's the thing, Dave was out in LA at this time, and...
I was visiting here.
You were visiting,
I was in studio.
Yep, absolutely. And this is when we were up in our studio up in Nyack, and in the old theater. Remember that?
Yes.
And for like 6 months, maybe even 8 months, we went on this thing of just kind of letting him know that we were record producers, and Dave
leading him on.
Dave took it on himself to we would call Dave, or Dave would call in and be like, "Hey, I love it. I can't even do it justice. We have to get those old shows somewhere."
Well, what I did was I was here when he was planning to call in. And you basically said you had like connections, and I just said, look, just tell him you have a radio person, like a music executive coming. And you remember my name?
Lemon Lewis.
No.
It was.
Here's. I'll explain just real quick. I said my name was Irving Ira Fine Mitzvah.
That's what it was.
And I told a rambling story that made no sense about how 40 years ago I found this big black guy in a jazz club. He was wearing 30-cent shoes, a brown jacket, and he said, "Irving Ira, I'm never going to make it. I'm never going to be a big name in jazz." And do you know what? And this is what made. I remember James was laughing so hard, and it was only because you could see on my face that I could not think of what to call this guy.
Right.
You could just because I'll try to do it justice. Like you could, that's what was so funny about it is you see me go like, and I was like, and that man's name was Lemon Lewis.
And I just made up the name Lemon Lewis, which, by the way, is the name of one of the Archie Black characters now.
Yeah, yeah.
The jazz guy. And I mean, you could just hear Joe and James were laughing so fucking hard.
Fucking insane.
Because I'm just vamping, just trying to keep this guy on the phone.
Right, right.
Oh, God, he's such a psychopath.
White-ass Brent just sent, he still has a MySpace account.
Yeah, well, don't we all?
Yeah.
That's true. We never look at it, but we won't fucking erase it. That's what's funny. We won't delete it.
We go on, and Dave would call in and talk to the guy, and I totally forgot about the Irving.
You do not talk to a man like Kenneth Michaels like that. That's what I would do to him. Because he would get mad, and then I would just start screaming at him as Irving.
Yeah, and then the funniest thing is Dave comes in studio, and I just hand him this empty package, and I go, Lemon Lewis.
What'd you do with the clip that he said?
Was the clip?
All right. So he gave us a CD, and I just want you to, he worked really, he said in his letter, I worked, busted my ass on this production.
I like how he wrote the letter, too.
I really busted my ass on this production.
Draft.
Yeah.
He's also one of these guys who likes to capitalize words just for emphasis. Yeah.
D.B. Cooper wrote this fucking
horrible
letter.
Horrible handwriting. That's why you do that.
D.B. Cooper.
If Eminem and Kid Rock had a retarded uncle, this guy would be it. You see that picture?
Yeah, so there was a...
By the way, his name is Uncle Cracker, but go on.
I'm gonna search the MySpace if you can find it. You have to sign in, but there's a video of this song,
right.
And it's him in an empty dining room with one garbage can next
rubber,
to
like a china
rubber,
closet, in the
rubber
background.
Gloves, and a fucking
and it's just him. So let's play this song and
tell them the name of the song once again.
It's I Want You to Dance Like Thunder.
Like Thunder.
Here we go.
It's catchy.
I think. But
I just realized how ballad. He took this picture in a mirror, and that's why Awesome is.
That's
in
why
reverse.
It's Awesome's backwards.
He looks like he's trying
you
to
realize
an
that.
You know what's funny is Frank. Frank goes. He looks at the picture and he goes, "All right." He had to have. He goes, looks on the back of the picture, and he had to go to a photo mat to get it developed.
Yeah, that's
this is 2008.
Yeah. Look at him though. He looks.
Well, that's
creepy.
The old lady, old person he was taking care of.
It looks like
it was too shaky.
It was his grandma or something like that, and.
It looks like if Eazy-E was trying to do an impression of a white guy.
That's probably his grandmother's necklace. She's ill.
All right, here is the song that this guy said, hey, I'm going to get the great Otto
really,
and George
I really
to put me over the top.
Make me rich and famous.
Make me rich and famous.
I really busted my ass.
Hey, let me take that and put it back in
let
the
me,
studio.
Let me
you might want to keep that for when the FBI contacts you.
All right, so you know, the maitre d' or whatever they call him, the concierge of the Ramada in Hazleton.
Whoa. He's the guy with the, he's the guy with the license.
He's called the desk clerk, but
yeah. There we go. Roy Black on crack just sent it in into the chat room. I'm more like, that's him. Holy
looks
shit.
Looks like a surveillance photo, doesn't it?
What do you mean?
How did Roy Black get the picture of it?
This is the man with the stolen ATM card.
Oh, no, he took it from MySpace. Yeah, it's the same picture.
Yeah.
It's the same MySpace.
Could you
picture.
Fucking stop taking him?
Sorry.
I'm trying to keep it in a goddamn...
Are we going to hear this work of art?
Yeah,
I don't
know.
I'm waiting for...
Real quick, immediately, Otto, you get the picture. Otto doesn't even open it up. He goes, hey, fucking take that. So I looked at it, and I'm like, this is fucking gold. I'm like, this ain't going anywhere. I don't want this shit.
By the way, I'm still friends on Twitter with someone named Ian Awesome because I was trying to find him.
Oh, really?
And I found an Ian Awesome. I was like, please tell me this is you. And then the guy was just like, it's not, but I love this story. Like, he loved the story so much. We're still, like, kind of friendly.
No shit. All
he's,
right.
like, still a fan, yeah.
Oh, that's great. That's great.
All right,
and I was just digging through shit, so I found this. So yeah, let's hear this.
All right, here we go. And by the way, this
it's gonna
song,
make you a rebel.
This song is 5 minutes and 57 seconds long.
That's
this
a long
is almost
dance
this,
song.
This is almost as long as Hotel California.
This is Inagata Davida. Yeah.
It almost. Here we go.
So you can listen to an entire meatloaf song, and not be done with this.
Here we go.
He's
These aren't even beats he made. These are like
Yamaha keyboard.
Yeah, these are like those program beats you just mix together. They're not even like original.
This kid's Yamaha fucking.
No, let it go.
Oh, yeah.
You have to stop.
All right, hold on real quick. Hold on. White Ass Brent says, I think Ian's real name is Timothy Satosky.
Oh my God!
I all right, all the pals in the chat room, go search.
Find him out. Here we go.
Go search.
Wait till you hear the great.
I hear he just landed in Ferguson. This is going to be the theme music tonight when they read the verdict.
Have you ever met someone so electric?
Holy shit. I thought one of you was doing it.
Turn it up. Come on, bring it. It's getting louder.
Find that significant other. Get on out and dance like lightning and thunder.
What's worse, getting raped by Bill Cosby or this song?
This is his rape song.
Wow.
I'd like to see it live.
This could be big in Japan. That's all I'm saying.
You're right. Yeah. You're absolutely right.
Fucking big in Japan.
As soon as you're ready, I have an announcement to make, everyone.
It came out.
The CD comes with a patchwork tape, bathrobe.
Hold on. There's 5 minutes and 12 seconds left of the song.
No way.
This is...
CD
He's
Baby.
He's playing a kazoo.
Wow.
It's on CD Baby?
Maybe you just have to see it live.
Yeah, I like to see it live.
You know, he really does put out in concert.
It's on CD, baby.
How much does it cost?
5 minutes and 56 seconds.
Look.
And it costs $5 to download.
$5, but you can also pay with WIC coupons.
Here it is. Copyright Timothy Satosky / Ian 6344 or something or other.
Have
download.
You sold any?
Hot new dance music. Mega Smash single. You extended mean play version.
One song and it's $5?
Release date 2007. Yeah.
How many did he sell?
I want you to dance.
Does it say if he has sold any yet?
It's
the one
say.
To Kenny.
There is only one mention of a Timothy Satosky in all of Google, and that is.
He died last
51-year-old Timothy Satosky, which sounds about right.
Yeah.
Of Hazleton, New Jersey.
Oh, boy.
Was arrested for harassment.
Oh, here you go.
That's
really?
It. That's the only information.
Quincy Jones?
Hold on a second. I got album notes. I got an album notes. Hello, this is my bio / I started singing in the seventh grade, chorus sang in school plays, etc. That teacher really made us work, but it did not hurt that there were some nice girls in that class. We might
creepy.
Have to Satosky this one. Hung out at local playgrounds.
Ooh.
What?
There was a Satosky
slide. Where bands played. Had to be cool and look cool.
Oh, I could tell by the dress.
Period. Realized that I had a voice and a talent, moved to New York City. Did some modeling and had some acting opportunities. But
I played guy number four in the police lineup.
but loved music. To be continued, okay? I'm back. So the song or songs I wrote in NY, I finished writing them and then had to leave the city. Hold on a second.
Because I was playing guy number one in the police lineup.
Hold on
point.
A second. Listen to this. I'm back. So the songs or songs I wrote in NY, I finished handwriting them and had to leave the city. Not too happy, but decided to put music and voice to the music as well. Okay. On the side of this, call on Saturday. That would be okay. All I know is I got to try because I don't get to NYC anymore on
Watch,
the handwritten note.
This guy shoots the president. That letter's
so
worth
this,
a
is
million
definitely,
dollars.
This is definitely. Well, years later and perfecting my talent, you couldn't believe most people could not imagine how complicated the music biz is. Okay.
he's now doing stand-up comedy.
In Hazleton, Pennsylvania.
Yeah, booking the Ramada.
Yeah, it's great. Yeah. Getting yelled at by Steve Bix.
You stole my room! You killer.
That's where we have to get three comedians. Cards. If you know anyone in the music business, biz, gratefully, it'd be.
That looks like a suicide letter. Look at that.
I know it's.
If you have the appropriate music for it.
Robin Williams soundtrack.
Hang on a second. I wouldn't fuck me.
Oh, that's creepy.
How does this guy not have a Facebook? That is so disappointing.
sound like Sig Vic.
Like, what's he saying?
That's what he's saying, Joe. That is what he's
That's
saying.
That's a creepy whisper.
And I'm curious, how do you dance like thunder?
I don't know.
That's like, what does that mean?
That's a big girl in the
trailer. It's a big girl, exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. Look at the black chick, yeah. That's thunder, right?
A big girl dancing on a sidewalk that was just fucking made. It's still wet cement. Yeah. It doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, so,
He's a harasser.
Catchy, though.
He's a
catchy.
He's a criminal harasser.
That's
I pictured a guy from what was that movie when he fucking kidnapped to get on the Tonight Show?
King of Comedy.
King of Comedy. Yeah. Come on, Mom, doing dance records in the basement.
Come on, Graham, I know you're sick. Come on, just dance.
Can I just say the one thing about King of Comedy that no one, that outside comedy understands what's so brilliant about that movie is that anyone who would make that movie would assume he was a bad comedian.
Right.
But the whole point of it was he was actually good at stand-up.
It had nothing
to do with the fact that he was
crazy
and a failure.
He just didn't have enough people to do a bringer, so he had a...
But I think that's such an important part of that movie is that, like, it was so easy to make a bad comedian.
Johnny Carson was the original choice. They wanted... that movie was Johnny Carson?
Yeah.
I remember doing comedy in front of my own mirror when I started. I went, wow, I'm much creepier.
That's not all you did in front of your own mirror.
I'm much creepier than this guy. At least he drew an audience.
It's the same thing with the... yeah, and it's the same thing with that Louis C.K. episode with Doug Stanhope. Like, it's all about how Doug Stanhope played Shitty Fat Tits, the terrible comedian, who, like, was a huge failure and was going to kill himself, but then it was still Doug Stanhope's act. I like it when people, like, acknowledge that, like, you can be really good in a failure.
Yeah, that's true.
Like, really? In the movies, people don't want to believe that, you know what I mean?
There's a table. Wow.
Where were you 20 years ago?
Yeah, I'm going to just stop that.
Maybe my father would be talking.
Yeah, you don't want that song seared into your brain.
Yeah, I don't
want
to be humming.
Bad things are going to happen.
Yeah.
See if it's on there.
By the way, did I talk about Stitches to you guys? The rapper?
Oh, my God. We have a phone number.
Oh, boy.
There's no way it's still good.
No, right?
It's a payphone.
Well, he was
the number
he called before, right?
It was at his mom's house. No. Well, he called us all the time.
Should we try it real quick?
Let's give it a shot.
What do you call it?
Hold on.
Before we call him, we need to like have something ready. To do.
No. Yeah, hold on. I'll take care of it. Just everybody just be quiet for a second. Because I got to tell him he's on the air and all things.
My father's on the phone. Shut the fuck up. We're not having a party, Dad. Some friends are over studying. You don't study.
What was it? Timothy.
Okay, you want me to try it?
Yeah, absolutely.
So he asked for Timothy or Ian?
Timothy. He has a landline?
He got a new Casio. No.
It's a house phone.
I want you to walk like thunder.
It's his ringtone. What is it?
I guess nothing, huh?
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system. 5705. It's not available. At the tone, please record your message. When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
How you doing, Timothy? This is Kenny from the Conti and Kenny Show. We haven't talked in a very long time, but I just wanted to make contact with you again. So please give us a call back at 240. Hold on a second. I'm sorry. We have to. We have a whatchamacallit, thing here. Yeah, so 240-442-2635, and I'd like to speak to you again. Thank you, man.
Do you still do proms?
You know his real name now.
Yeah. I tried to be like,
he's a criminal harasser.
I didn't put the phone number up. I don't know by heart. Yeah, hi, C and K.
They're not asking for Mr. Awesome.
He's not allowed to answer the phone in case it's a
He's
got to
be thinking, how do they know my name is Timothy?
Yeah.
Oh, my God, yeah.
Yeah, but I said Conti and Kenny Show, so he'll know that. He'll be like, hey, dudes, what's going on?
And remember, I don't even remember.
Get him to autograph the picture. And
Well, just find him whatever prison he's at, so. Oh, boy, well. Oh, wow.
Shut up.
What?
Shut up.
I thought we were...
Someone's being a jerk off.
About what?
Yeah, you're while you're leaving now.
Don't look at him. Don't look at it.
I don't. I'm not looking at that chat, so it doesn't matter.
Is there like a sporting event happening?
Yeah, yeah. It's a Jets game, and I'm going to watch it.
But, how are they doing?
Oh, they're terrible. They're fucking terrible.
That's what my wife goes. She goes, how could you like the Jets? They never fucking win. I go, neither do I. We're perfect.
Shit. Well, do you guys want to stay, or are you guys going to take off, too? Because if...
Yeah, all right. Like, yeah, let's cut it off.
Yeah. Without Joe, go?
Everyone's like, ah.
No, it don't matter, man. You're
going to go home and try and get this song on my fucking computer.
You're going to go back. You're going to spend $5 on that?
Hell yeah.
All right.
Station, yeah.
Probably not. But CD Baby, it doesn't make me feel any better that my DVD's on CD Baby. Now I'm like, yeah, really, it doesn't matter.
Hold on. Let me just... Spiky Girl, we've had this number the whole time, and you can call anytime. Anytime.
Of course.
It's 240-HIGH-CNK or 240-442-2635. If you want to call real quick, you're more than welcome to call.
Yeah.
You've been back then since the old days.
Yeah, the Spiky Girl.
Spiky.
Her kid must be like fucking
13
now. Can
I just say, I just came here to see you guys because I love you guys. That's the only reason.
What, Johnny?
I just came here because I love you guys and I wanted to see you guys. And I'm in. I'm at Yonkers on Black Friday at Barney McNabb's.
There you go.
Yeah?
You working with Glenn?
No, I don't think it's his room anymore. Oh. I don't know, but he's friendly with the guy that's doing it. Conklin, you know.
Tony G.
Okay, yeah. Very cool.
Saturday will be at Tony G's in South Hackensack, which is now Bergen Brick Oven Pizza. It's on Hyler Street in South Hackensack. Keith Carnival, me, and a bunch of other fucking losers.
Yeah. Friday, I'm with Angel Salazar at Rivera's.
I'll be driving Angel to get cocaine on Friday.
Rivera's in
Hawthorne
or Fairlawn?
Fairfield.
Fairlawn.
Angel Salazar, what does his headshot look like?
He's 18 years old in the headshot. Yeah, he's wearing the hat that he wore in Scarface.
Is he the guy who has like a boombox in his headshot? How do I know that?
With Mario Gentile.
Mario, very good.
All I know is that one night, me and a friend of mine were in Atlantic City, and we got cocaine from Angel Salazar, and it took 4 hours because they went to some place and got it. So I got cocaine from Chi-Chi.
Was it any good?
It was brilliant.
This is all legend.
It was brilliant. Allegedly.
This is my friend Marta. Hello, Marta.
Hello, Marta.
Dave, you want to plug anything, your site or the movie
like I
or anything?
Said, yeah, check out the Archie Black movie. You can see it on YouTube at Archie Black. Go to archieblackmovie.com. This is the last week. The final 5 episodes are coming out. It's a movie that we cut apart and made into a web series also. There's a DVD out there you can get by going to either Matt Bridgestone or some of your shows. Matt said he'd be getting you some DVDs if you wanted to sell any. So we're going to have plenty of those to give out. Nice DVDs.
I'm going to sell them real cheap just to unload them. I'm not looking to make money.
They cost me like $3.
So. I'm literally going to sell them like $5
each. Yeah, perfect. And, and they got lots of extra footage. And you can also just check me out online as Brickstone. Go to Brickstone on YouTube. Just look that up. Or Brickstone News on Twitter.
Yeah. Check all Dave's stuff out because it really is friggin' funny.
I love
funny what
his,
doing.
His videos. And, of course, everybody loves it when he does his Westboro Baptist Church when he just... embarrasses these people.
Yes, that's great.
The best you could ever do with people.
And by the
like
way,
that.
If you're a 13-year-old bisexual girl living in the deep south,
stop tweeting Dave.
I look forward to hearing all about your fantasies.
Nice. So. All right, everybody. Thank you so
I
much.
I can't believe the Jets are losing 37-0.
All right. We'll see you guys next week. And thank you, everybody.
Maybe Secret Show on Friday.
On Friday.
Yep,
Secret Show Friday. Not like last Friday.
Sorry.
Yeah.
My pal.
All right.
Me.
Everybody have a good Thanksgiving.
Enjoy.
And everybody here. Everybody's here and invited to my house on Thanksgiving where there's not going to be hardly anybody there. It's just going to be me and the wife and my mom might be there.
We'll
so if you want to hear dirty jokes.
What about the neighbor?
We'll play the soundtrack for that guy's
maybe
music.
We'll bring them all and invite them over.
We'll dance to the new soundtrack.
We're going
to
be dancing like thunder on Thanksgiving. All right, we're out of here.
Hold on a second.
Okay.
Spiky Girl's trying to call.
She's trying to call?
Yeah.
Tell her to call.
The number.
She's not dialing the right number.
240-442-2635. And I put in the chat room 2653. No, 2635. I'm sorry. Hold on a second. We can't go anywhere yet.
Oh,
hold on,
Kenny,
a second.
You suck.
Hold on, 240. Hold on.
You suck. You ruined it.
Yeah.
She's been calling Ian Awesome's house.
Yeah.
She got the numbers backed up.
Kenny works at the suicide hotline. He'll give you the number in a moment.
Instead of a nice place to go, he gives the phone number to Home Depot.
I screwed up.
Yes. Push number one.
Stools and rope. Can I help you? Wrong number.
Hold on a second.
We're waiting for Spiky Girl to call in. I'll bring the music back. I love this.
What is that from? The music? It sounds like Black
Sun. Taking a Pelham.
Taking a Pelham. Yeah.
Okay.
Taking a Pelham. 1, 2, 3.
I knew it was suspense.
There we go.
Conti and Kenny Show.
You dyslexic motherfucker.
Yeah, sorry. I know. Kenny
I apologize.
Oh, my God. How many years have you been doing the radio show and you still get your number wrong?
It's true.
I still don't even
know. No matter
know
what
it.
The number is. Yeah, you never know
that
what the number
Frank
is.
Spike knows the number better than you, I bet.
He probably does. How you doing, Spike?
Oh, you know, hanging in there.
Yeah, how's the little one? What's she, like 11?
No, she'll be 3 on the 1st.
Wow.
3?
3 years old.
Holy shit.
You're a little girl, right?
Yeah.
Very.
And the last time I talked to you guys was with the Cash Meow.
Yes, yeah.
Oh, yeah,
and
of course.
Unfortunately, that cat has passed away. She was very old. So oh, passed.
Do you guys, real quick, Spaggy, hold on a second. I'll tell the guys. Do you know that had structured sediment and I need cash now?
Yeah, we have it right here.
We were talking about it, and Spiky's cat.
Because that drives me. I cannot stand that commercial.
It was when it first came out, and we were like, son of a bitch. And her cat, she would, her and her husband, I guess, now, husband?
Oh, X,
no.
Kenny actually is dyslexic. He meant, oh, yes, he actually meant.
But she would go to the cat, I need structural sediment and I need cash. And the cat would go, yeah.
So we actually have it.
Yeah.
Not like a Tonight really, Show.
Yeah, I have one.
Yeah, play it.
Here we go.
Oh, I can't believe you still have it.
Oh, wait a minute, hold on. What'd you say?
I can't believe you still have that.
Here, ready? Here, you'll hear yourself.
I have a structural sediment and I need cash.
She wants that because it'll be a little piece of her heart. That
yeah,
she can
you know
with
what?
It makes me want to dance like thunder.
Give me a week. I'll train one of my animals to do something stupid to that song.
Yeah, why don't you have one of them kill fucking Flo from Progressive? I'm done with her, all right? I've had it.
Enough with the Flo.
Now she's doing the clumps now. She's doing every fucking person in the video. You know the new commercials, right?
Crosby won't even rape her.
Yeah, exactly. Or Cosby. Or Bing.
So Spike,
you guys give me a good idea for a short film. I'm going to have to talk to my girlfriend tomorrow.
All right, good.
Spiky,
I'm going to kill Flo.
Nice.
Give me a rundown of all the animals you have now. You still,
I'm sorry?
You definitely still have the birds. You definitely, because they don't die.
Well, the bird, I gave it to my aunt because I moved in back in with my parents. Because I'm
move.
Cool like that. And so then my aunt passed away this summer, so the bird is with a friend of mine. But I do still have the bird. She's just not with me right at the moment, so...
Why do
the big bird?
The bird flew the coop.
She's fucking crazy,
Spiky. I'm so sorry. Your animals and your family's dying.
Well,
I apologize.
The husband flew away. The bird flew away.
Oh, but I do own 2 ducks now. So
ducks.
The cockatoo I got quacking.
Don't worry.
Are the ducks
dance like thunder?
Are the
I'm
ducks
so stupid? She said her aunt died. I thought it was like an insect. I know. She has all these.
Because you were talking about all these animals.
Yeah,
all
like an ant.
Sorry.
Like an ant.
My ant farm died. I'm so depressed.
I'm thinking that's not that.
I had a praying mantis that was in a motorcycle accident.
Yeah. Well, Spiky, you remember Karooch and Johnny O and Dave, right? Keith's the only new one. You remember all these guys? Remember back
in
the old days?
That was a while ago, but yeah, I remember the names.
Yeah, you remember them. You were hanging around. Do you remember all? She was back then.
She came to the show a couple times.
What? But 2009, she was around, right?
Oh no,
yeah, around 8 or 9.
about it.
Yeah, yeah, 2008.
So yeah, totally cool. Wow. And she just had birds hanging. She would like Skype in, and it was just like a parakeet, like a pirate on her shoulder.
Jesus, does she know Sharon Simon?
With the pirate flag in the background. Yeah, it was cool background. You know, that was before I became, you know, yeah,
became
mom.
A mom. Exactly.
Yeah, you became a mom 3 years already. Wow, that baby yeah. is.
That was right when she got the accident where the her head got wrapped around her steering
That's
wheel.
When she got the stork.
She yes. called it steering wheel face.
Yes.
She called
yes.
it steering wheel face.
I looked like the
face.
Joker for like 2 weeks.
Yeah.
She, that her, was, yeah, I remember that.
Yeah,
ad,
that was before
accident.
She had her baby.
That's crazy. Did you see her say hey to one of her pets?
Oh, did she?
Yeah. She just went, hey, because one of them jumped on her. Right? Didn't one jump just jump on you?
Yes, my big Maine Coon cat. Right. He's soaking wet.
Did you hear? She went, hey.
You guys know me too well. I'm the animal.
Is that a dog in
the, like,
is that a dog in the background? Is that your dog in the background?
Or a rock?
No, that wasn't me. No,
are you
me.
Sure?
I don't like dogs. I'm a dog groomer. I groom people.
Is that a donkey in your background? That's What's
a,
going on
that's
here?
That's a dying uncle.
Is that Bill Cosby behind you?
That's so not me.
Are you sure?
Pull that.
Hey, I think there's a wolf in your house. Is that a wolf? All right. Well,
well, you guys, you know, I know you want to, you know, next week I'll hit in a little earlier. I just got my laptop ads. So I figured I'd hit in and see how you guys are doing.
You know what's really funny? It's really actually just some kind of a weird thing that happened tonight is that we've got Karuch, Johnny O, Date. We brought up
and
Ian
we happen
O's,
to bring in the Ian thing.
Old school stuff.
All this old school
Spikey,
shit. And then Spikey pops in.
Spikey, you haven't listened to the show probably in like a year and a half at least. Yeah. 2 years.
Oh, right? Maybe 2 years about.
Yeah.
And she calls in tonight Thanks, out of no for traitor. No reason.
Out of nowhere. I was just sitting. It's, I'm not even, it's I was a, just sitting around going, oh, you know what? I haven't been on there in forever.
Got that
Let me
third
just
listener
put it up
tonight.
And see what's going on.
It's a sign from the universe.
Oh, my God.
It's great. Oh, no, it's great. It's great to hear from you, sweetheart.
All right.
No, of course.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for calling in, Spikey, and I'm glad things are going well with your kid. And, hey, listen, Kenny's, I'm actually engaged, but Kenny is still available. So if you're looking for somebody who's completely unreliable.
Well, I don't,
I'm done with the unreliable.
Oh, okay.
Well, here's the thing.
I mean, he's good, good guy, but he's just completely unreliable.
Here's the thing.
And he's a Jersey boy, though. Ooh.
He just joined a website.
You're from Long Island. What are you talking about?
What are you talking about? I'm a fucking.
I don't date. He's from Long Island. You guys on Long Island right now? No.
No, but I'm, why do you want a guy that says nine instead of nine? I'm going to go down to nine.
Who said they wanted a Long Island boy?
Oh, okay.
I'm a fucking Marine. Who doesn't want
oh,
that
Oh, he's
shit?
A Marine
oh,
from
God,
New Jersey.
Worse.
And listen, sweetheart. Listen, sweetheart. I don't. I've been in a restaurant business for like 10 years up until like a year ago, but I don't eat duck.
Oh,
I don't eat duck because I had fucking duck pals when I was a kid. So take that.
I don't eat ducks either. I own ducks as pets.
So do I. Indy. Me and Indy. We won a fucking blue ribbon. Grand champion.
I use duck sauce on my Chinese food. I don't know if that matters.
It was a. Would you let me tell my story?
Oh, who cares?
I was a kid and we were in the newspaper because I was holding my. I was holding my duck.
Dude, with Karuchi here.
It was the first time I got. It was the first time I got ink. I got a picture of me and with a duck. In a newspaper.
Ink?
Indy. I called him Indy because it was an Indian bottleneck duck.
Oh.
And he had a real long neck. And
very
he was
cool.
beautiful.
I have Swedish blues and a Swedish black. Peepers and jeepers.
Peepers and jeepers.
Yeah, and you don't want to date me.
That's
going to be the
don't,
special.
Don't
that's
going to
be the special at every restaurant in Ferguson tomorrow. Duck.
All right, let's end on that. Thank you, Spikey.
Johnny O's.
Ain't no blue duck. I'm good.
All right, Spikey. Thanks for calling in.
Yes,
all right.
Spikey. Talk to you next week.
Call in anytime.
Have a good Thanksgiving, and I'll see you guys next week.
You right, too,
awesome.
Sweetie.
Awesome.
Bye.
All right, cool. Bye.
All right, let's get
the
fuck out of here. We're not.
20 minutes. Yeah. Ferguson.
Great.
Well, here's right. the thing. This isn't even the trial. This is just...
This is just grand jury. See trial. If it's even going to be going to trial.
Hey, first of all, he's already been fired.
Hold on. Do me a favor.
He's
do me
already
a favor.
Been fired, which is better than quitting.
Johnny O, put your
and
headphones on.
They're going to indict him.
Let's go out with Chris the Redemptor.
They have to indict him.
Ah.
Johnny O, you're going to love
because
this.
Because it's not a
Charlie Musselwhite.
If they think this is going to save people,
just listen. Just listen.
Yeah.
Just listen. We're going to go out on this.
All right, we're going to go out on Charlie Musselwhite.
Yeah, we leave this on the Saturday night show in Boston, in Boston, and we do this on the secret show that we're doing on Friday.
Well, and, we end our...
Or when we're going to do it, yeah.
Yeah, we would end the Conti Shorts with this.
You'll love this tune.
All right, we're out of here. Everybody, thank you.
Big Scots, Colorado Dickhead, everybody.
All right. Thank Good night, everybody. We'll see you,
Brent, Spikey.
Maybe on Friday.
Maybe.
Or if not, Monday. Peace. Take care.